You're listening to the Ham Radio Network. I'll be right back after my call. And until then, the main subject is, why do men cheat? Maybe they're addicted to love. I'll be right back. A lover. The topic, why do men cheat? I wrote this copy. I have cheated in my relationship, but why? Why did I cheat? Is it immaturity? Is it immaturity? Is it that the other girl was a freak? Is it that maybe I got in a relationship too young and I didn't know what love is? Or maybe I thought I was in love but I wasn't. There's a lot of reasons. But cheating is more common than you know. And I bet you anybody over 45 has at least, when we're talking since 16 years old when you have your first love. But I bet you anybody over 45 has cheated at least once. I bet you. I think it's as high as 75%. I bet you. Penguins tend to mate one time. There's other animals that does that or loyal. Then there's the lion who can have many mates. I mean, are we really destined to be with one person all my life? All your life? One time I was with a person, was the wrong person. But then when you meet the person, it depends on the years that you meet her. She took away some of my best years. It was wasted years. Some, you know, your best years are from like 18 to 25 maybe. This is where you experiment wild and free, get a Harley and ride like the wind. So why did I cheat? A good question. I was never in love with the girls I was with. I purposely sought out girls that I would not fall in love with. And I think it could be a relationship thing. It could be a commitment thing. Maybe I didn't want to be committed. Or maybe there is so much available to you. It's like, oh my God, it's like going into a pastry store and there's so many donuts and you just want to lick them all. Case in point. But first, I'm going to introduce one of the morning crew that's here. Good morning, lovely lady. How are you?
Fine.
You said, oh, my God. Have you been up all night? Because it's like, fine. Have you been up all night again?
Yeah.
You are so tired. You are so tired. But it's like, I'll try to get your energy up. It's like, you agree with me, don't you, Pat? Pat Oberlin, everybody.
Yeah.
If you're over 45, I'm talking about from 16 on up. You know, 16 is usually when you find your first
love. Oh, yeah. There's been one.
Boyfriend. Yeah. But why?
One somewhere.
Why? Exactly. Why? Why? I mean, you have a good person.
It depends
why?
On your age.
But why?
On your age.
But love is love.
Well, there's
it doesn't really matter.
Crisis.
Well, Romeo and Juliet, where were they? Where were they? 13 and 12? I don't know. Weren't they 13 and 12? I don't know.
They were really young, yes.
But that was back in the day. But do we use that as an excuse? Well, I cheated because I was young. No, you know the difference between right and wrong at that age. You know the difference.
No, it's a lack of commitment all the way.
I don't know. Can a 16-year-old make a commitment? I'm sure they do. You just see them play video games. They're committed. They're committed to a lot of things. I think they're old enough to know what cheating is and getting hurt. And if they're in love, you know, people think love is love. I used to say on the show, I don't believe in love. Because if I believed in love, if you fell in love at 16, why would you be with anybody other than that person? Because you break up and you fall in love again. You break up and you fall in love again. So how fragile is love if you can just leave it and fall in love again? Yeah, the word love.
Okay, point in question. So what are you doing so many years later with the same person?
Well, it's what you said. It was correct. Everything changes. Your wants, your desires, maturity kicks in, afraid to lose things as you get older. I don't know if it's so much love, it's so much afraid to lose shit.
Yeah.
I have been to, it was like when 23 on up. My minimum is 5 years. 5 years, you're out. You got your expiration date out. I don't care how good the relationship is, 5 years out. I only have 5 years to spare. 5 years, you're out. And I have done it. I have left cars. And when I broke up with women and I left them cars, and I left them apartments, and I left them townhomes. This is yours. I just don't want anything. He goes, can I have the car? Yeah, have the car. Just go, because I don't want to remind me. I mean, I have done it 5 times. Here's the cars. Here's this.
A lot of loss over a period of time.
Right, because I can make up those things. Here's how the one weird thing happened. You know, My worst breakup. I was living with this woman. We're in Hollywood. We're living beautiful townhouse. She gave me everything. Beautiful woman. She even gave anal sex. I mean, what a treat. Hello, Merry Christmas. But can you imagine living with me? You can understand. It's like, So I was seeing her. I was seeing my girl. I'll just give her a name just for conversation's sake. Let's give her a name of Mary Lou. There's a song in there somewhere. Here's to you, Mary. There's something. Who said Billy Hall? Whatever. Mary Lou. Can't remember who sung it. Damn it. Let's give her Mary Lou. Mary Lou was a great girl. Smart, pretty, big breasts, and a little ass that can crack a walnut. Sense of humor because she was with me. Oh, yeah. And she could build things. We had a puppy. And we were living in it was a townhouse apartment, and we didn't have a yard or anything. It was a puppy. She started hammering nails and boards and everything, and she created this, it was just unbelievable. We had a huge two bedrooms. She put it in a guest room. She created this, the only thing I could describe it is a best in show kind of thing. You know, there's a little section for the dog to relax, and then he goes through this little door. I mean, she created this, and he could play and everything there, and then he goes to another door. I mean, she was that good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Just remarkable. And then along comes Peggy Sue. I just call her Peggy Sue and Mary Lou. There's a song with Peggy Sue, and I don't remember who sung that. So here comes Peggy Sue. Because at that time, I was going to clubs, Peggy Sue's looking good, sexy, vampy, lips that says, hello, come here, taste me, you fool. You know what I mean? Glittery lips and everything. And her butt moved like there was music, swayed to the music, and Peggy Sue was Peggy Sue's a vamp. She was a vamp.
Uh-huh.
And she wore low. Now, Mary Lou wore conservative clothes, but, you know, cute body, blah, blah, blah. You know, peekaboo, don't look at my breasts. Now, that's Mary Lou, but Peggy Sue's long cleavage there is saying, hello, sailor, new in town. So, she says up to me, I'm talking Peggy Sue, and with that little breathy, hello, I'm Peggy Sue, and I go, hello, I have a hard on. That's it. She knew. She knew she had me. She knew she had me. But I cheated. And there's a funny one time how Mary Lou caught me cheating. It was the funniest thing. So here I am with Peggy Sue, and we're roughing it up and everything. We're having wild sex, like wow, you know, something you see on Showtime or Cinemax. And with Mary Lou, it's like, you know what I mean? It was a Hallmark make love. Come in, baby. Hallmark. You know what I mean? At the Hallmark, the kisses and the roses. Whatever. The tales of the two cities.
Oh, yeah.
So one day, this was going on, and then I was lying to both. Because pretty soon I found out that women want you to spend the night. Who knew that? Why would you want that? Okay. So I was not prepared for it. So now I'm starting making excuses. I was in the entertainment industry, so I'm making excuses like, oh, I got an overnight production. Whatever. Did Mary Lou buy it? She bought it for a little bit, but then she started to, you can see in her eyes like, hmm. And so one day, and I didn't know, she had a moped. Mary Lou. So I'm at Peggy Sue's house, and then I go to a gas station on my way home, and here I see on her little putt-putt, it's Mary Lou. I just left Peggy Sue. I'm filling up my gas in my car, and then I look on the other side. Here comes Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue's coming up the street one way. Mary Lou's coming up the street the other way. Meeting me at the gas station. And the guys at the gas station had the best time. I'm going, what? And apparently those two got together and exposed my black ass. So I'm sitting there filling up my car, and I go, hey, baby, to Mary Lou. Good to see you. And then here comes Peggy Sue. Uh-oh. Hello, baby. What? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm leaving. So Mary Lou takes off on her moped. Born to be wild. There she goes. She takes off one direction, and Peggy Sue says, "That's what you get for being a cheater." I go, "Sex?" She goes, "No." And she takes off the other way. I go, "Where am I going now?" "Well, I better go home with the one I live with." So we go home. The crying starts, the argument starts, the denial starts. "How long you been seeing her?" Whatever. We squashed it because she was in love with me. First time. Then Peggy Sue calls and says, "You know, I miss you." I go, "Oh, sex." She goes, "Yeah." Vroom, 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 vroom. I'm over there. Make the excuse again. "I won't be home because I got production." Now, here's how I got busted. Here's how I got busted. So I slept over Peggy Sue's house, and I slept on the right side of the bed. Well, that's not the side of the bed I usually sleep with. This is how I get, this is how, men, I thought it was, you know, I knew the tricks. If you're going to cheat, don't take a shower. You're supposed to be working all day, and you smell like you just came out of the shower? Are you kidding me? These are pitfalls that a woman could tell that you cheated, you know, or you got cologne on and you're going to work. What, are you coming home after work and you smell of a cologne? You know what I mean? These are stupid mistakes men make. So I learned all those stupid mistakes, and I said, I'm smarter than that. Well, here's what happened. So I go home, and there's Mary Lou. She makes me my dinner. She goes, "Let's go to bed, honey." I go, "Sure." And then I lay down, and she goes, "You cheated." I go, "I just lay down. How can you accuse me of cheating?" "Because you're sleeping on the wrong side of the bed. You usually sleep on the left side of the bed. Now you're sleeping on the right side of the bed. So whoever bitch that you're with, you're sleeping on the right side of the bed." Can you believe? That's how I got busted. That's how I got busted, because I slept on the wrong side of the bed.
I know her logic.
She was right.
Busted, man.
She was right. She was so right that I was so surprised, and I admired it so much that I wasn't even thinking about the cheating. Yeah, I wanted to know how she busted me. She goes, "You cheated." Okay, forget about that. How did you know? I mean, I wanted information.
Well, women are psychic. All women are psychic, especially when it comes down to their lovers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you do a stupid mistake, wrong side of the bed, they are going to catch it, and they are going to photocopy it in their brain.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But
and it'll come
options,
back to haunt you years ahead.
It does. And I don't blame me, because I'm an innocent victim in all this. It's like these women, they are very, very tricky and alluring. It was, I mean, from God, you're at your, I mean, I remember this girl, she goes, "God, you're great. You're 26 years old. You're at your peak, and I just want to fuck you." I go, "Okay." I mean, come on. Too old.
Well, that's
too,
your bad then, you know. Like.
I was a busboy at this steak and lobster house, 16 years old. This bartender and I became friends because he used to pay me extra on the weekends that I would clean up the bar for him, you know, the flat, water, the bar, whatever.
Yeah.
16. It was the closing time, and I was going to the bar to say goodbye to my friend. That's your way out to the exit. You go to the bar, you say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, "Hey, man, okay, thanks. I'll see you Saturday," because that's when I clean his bar. And this beautiful woman was there having a drink, and I remember her little salty eyes. You know, I could tell that she had too many drinks. She probably didn't sleep for weeks because of, you know, she has that, you know, that drunken look. So I was going to leave, and she says, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going home." She goes, "Well, why are you going home?" I go, "Because I live there." I'm great with the answers. I'm 16. She was 37, the most, 37.
Mm-hmm.
She's drinking. She's like a biker chick, so she's drinking. And she says, "Why don't you sit down?" Now, that's a bar. That's a bar. I can't sit at the bar. I'm only 16. 16. I mean, what's her name? She write the song. What was the song? Yeah, he was 17. What was the song that Joan Jett wrote? You know, he was with me. He was 17. Yeah, me. Oh, yeah, I love rock and roll. I love rock and roll.
Yeah.
And he was 17 looking at me. But anyway, so I had the question mark in my head going, I can't sit down. It's a bar. And then the bartender came over, my friend. He goes, Mr. Jackson. I'm looking around because I thought my dad walked in. And I go, yeah. He goes, the usual, sir? I go, yeah, I'll have. This is all true. I'm not even exaggerating. Yes, I'll have the usual, my good man. He goes, okay. So she says, so what are you drinking? I said, the usual. She goes, well, what's in the usual? Okay, in the usual. You're getting a little nosy, aren't you, lady? That's how I talk. 16 years old. Listen, bud, you're a little nosy, aren't you? So basically, he poured 7-Up. It was almost a Shirley Temple. It was a 7-Up, and, you know, and he put a cherry on top, and like, it was vodka and 7. That's what he said. Here's your vodka and 7, sir. Thank you, my good man. There'll be a tip in it for you. Yeah, I'm 16. He's smiling and kind of laughing his ass off. She stares at me. She turns her stool towards me because now I'm sitting there with a straw, sipping like a kid in a soda with the ice cream. You know, I got a straw. I'm like, this is good. So she says, so how old are you? Bartender hears me. He's listening to the conversation, and he comes back and say, hey, Happy, we had a great time at your 21st birthday party, didn't we? Yes, great time. Yeah. Oh, she goes, so you're 21? Yeah. You don't have to hear that trice, lady. And then she says, oh. So she started drinking. There was that awkward pause. I asked her the question. I swear to God, this is what happened. Pat, I'm not exaggerating. I said, so what's a nice girl? I see these old movies, these Bogart movies. I've seen these movies. I know how to act. So I said, what's a nice girl like you? Yeah, so I get into the bogey. What's a nice girl like you doing in this gin joint? You know what I mean? That's all I do. I know what I knew. She started laughing. She goes, oh, okay. You're a fan of old movies. I go, yeah. And she goes, well, you asked me what I'm doing? I go, yeah. She goes, I'm here to get laid. I said, what? She goes, you heard me. I'm here to get laid. That's what she said. My mouth was open, and ice cube fell out. Oops, excuse me. That's how much my mouth was open. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to get another ice cube. And the bartender comes over and saving my ass, and he goes, Mr. Jackson, would that be it? I go, yeah. She goes, what are you here for? I go, same thing. She goes, oh, well, let's go. And I go, now, I had a car. I go, okay. Bartender smiled and gave me the thumbs up. See you tomorrow, Mr. Jackson. Thank you, barkeep. And there's a big tip in it for you, sir. We walk out arm in arm, 37-16. Beautiful song. And then she goes, why don't we go in my van? She had a van. And I'll come back and drop you to your car. I go, okay. And I lived on the beach, so we went to the beach. And she goes, I'm going to go in the back and take off my clothes. I said, okay. I'm going to watch the waves. And she's taking off her clothes and everything, and I'm kind of looking at her in the rearview mirror. And she had mature boobies. Now, I have not seen 37-year-old boobies in my life. You know what I mean? I've seen Playboy, but these are real boobies. She goes, are you ready to come back here? I go, of course. I do this all the time. She goes, you do? Of course I do. I go, oh, shit. she unbuckled my pants and the kissing started and she was giving me instructions like it was, you know, like I was trying to build a table. Oh, yeah, touch my tits. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? And we had sex. The van was rocking. Nobody was knocking. Boom, 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 baby. She took me, she kept her word, took me to my car. Never saw her again.
That's a cougar.
So the opportunities, there was so much. There was another opportunity that I was dating my girlfriend and my brother got in trouble in school and the teacher called, wanted to talk to my father. My father was not the best guy in the world. He was more of a, let me whip you with the belt and we'll talk later kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to save the whipping and the teacher called and basically we went to the same freaking school. She taught at the school that I was at the high school. And she basically said, come on over and let's fuck, and then we'll forget about it. I said, is that how we got to work it out? She goes, yes. Other than that, I have to call your dad. I had to do what I got to do. I told my brother goes, you made love to that fat, ugly woman. I said, I did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to screw the teacher. Yeah. I don't know the circumstances why people cheat. Everybody has a cheating story. I like to hear yours. I like to hear anybody's cheating story. We all have one. we do.
You don't want to hear mine.
I want to hear yours. I do. Uh-huh. And here it is. The percentage of men that cheat on their partners varies depending on the source and the method of the research, but it's generally higher than the percentage of women that cheat. Some studies suggest that around 20% of men are unfaithful to their spouse, while others report up to 46% of men cheating on their spouse. Age may also influence the likelihood of cheating. The younger married men and women cheating is a small rate. But I'd like to hear your story. If my theory is correct, everybody has a story, whether you were cheated on or you did cheat, because there is a problem. Here's the number, 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099.
Okay.
Pat, the psychic of all, yes.
Can we keep religion out of this conversation?
We can keep anything out of the conversation. It's a free conversation.
Well, it's just that, you know, if that starts, it really screws up the conversation if we're talking about that.
Well, I understand completely. But, Pat, have you ever cheated?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
well,
I'd have to.
I know your husband is there right now, so I don't know if you can talk freely because I'm thinking he's roaming around.
Not at
talk.
The moment. I'm working on it.
You're working on it. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll give you a chance. We're a safe haven because I'll go on with the. I'll go on. Reason why we're doing this story. Reason why we're doing it now. When a person cheats. Do they have to lose everything? Do they have to lose their job? Do they have to lose their friends? Do they have to go to... Is it any of your job's business what happened? If I worked at Mattel Toys... It shouldn't be, but here's the story. Here's the story that the reason I'm doing this subject. There's a guy. His name is Jeff Shell. Now, Jeff Shell is NBC University. He's a CEO of NBC.
Mm.
This just happened. Recently, Jeff Shell is he has everything. He's the head honcho of NBC. Everything you would want to imagine. Well, Jeff Shell, he's stepping down following an investigation by an outside counsel after a complaint of inappropriate conduct. He had an affair with a person who worked there. He said, I had an inappropriate relationship with a woman in the company, which I deeply regret. Okay, translated meaning is that I got busted. My wife's starting to take half my shit and leaving me and taking away the kids. So I'm going to put in, which I deeply regret. You probably didn't regret it when you're doing a little kissy-kissy to the pink lips. Anyway, let me know when you can talk. You can interrupt me anytime. So this guy, who is president of NBC, he says, I'm truly sorry I let my Comcast and NBC colleagues down. What do you mean you let us down? What do you mean you let the people down? This has nothing to do with anything but you and the bitch you slept with. How does that affect me? What do you mean letting me down? I mean, what are you, Jesus? We're not looking at you as Jesus. Here he is right here in his own voice. Here he is right here in his own voice. Here we go. Let's see if I got him.
Russian authorities evacuated
the apartment
building.
Damn it. Russians. Damn Russians. Those Ruskies. What happened to this story? All right. They're going to do the Russian story. But let me see if I can get the other story. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Let's see if I can get him. Here we go. Let's see what he has to say, little bastard.
Everybody, our parent company, Comcast, announcing.
Here we go.
I'm Laura Mikulski, the chief of staff at Hawk Media. And before we were using ClickUp, we were on a tool that was very inflexible.
Right,
it wasn't allowing us to get the work done that we.
This is ridiculous. Come on.
We needed to for our clients at an okay pace for us. Since coming into.
Come on. Here we go.
Everybody, our parent company, Comcast, announcing today that Jeff Shell, the chief executive officer of subsidiary NBC Universal, is leaving the company after an investigation into inappropriate conduct. Shell released a statement saying he had a, quote, inappropriate relationship with a woman in the company, which he said he deeply regrets. Shell's departure is effective immediately.
Okay. Let me translate it in guy talk. The bitch threatened to come out with it, and it could be a big scandal. She could probably blackmail me for money and threaten me. So, because I put in, which I deeply regret, tells me that there is some kind of mishmash going on there. I deeply regret fucking that bitch. That's basically what he said. So there is some shit going down there. Now, here's the problem. Does the man, why does he have to step down? I mean, this does not affect your decision-making and programming. This does not affect anything else because he had an inappropriate relationship with somebody at work. He is stepping down. Oh, I don't want to smear the NBC name. Shut up. Oh,
Universal, Jeff Shell. Well, we're stepping down immediately after investigation into inappropriate conduct. That investigation was conducted by outside counsel. Comcast did not specify just how company policy was violated, but Shell, in a statement, wrote, quote, I had an inappropriate relationship with a woman in the company, which I deeply regret. I'm truly sorry I let my Comcast and NBC Universal colleagues down. And in their own joint statement to employees, Comcast CEO Brian Roberts and President Mike Cavanaugh said, quote, you should count on your leaders to create a safe and respectful workplace. When our principles and policies are violated, we will always move quickly to take appropriate action, as we have done here. Comcast is the parent company of NBC Universal, which includes NBC.
How much of this is real and how much of it's hyped up?
Yeah, but should a man lose his career because he cheated? Should a man lose everything?
No.
I'm thinking this is between a man and a woman. Why does this have to affect my job? Now, the woman works there. I can tell that this is not a happy breakup. Hi, hon, I'm going back to my wife. Okay, sweetheart, I had a great time. See ya. Oh, can you give me that vacation in Hawaii? Here you go, babe. All right, bye-bye. This was not one of those. It's like, I'm going to go to the company. I'm going to plan this. I'm going to get a lawyer. It's going to be sexual harassment. I could hear it right now, especially when he says, I regret it. Sure do, buddy.
Yeah.
and you know, his wife's going to take half of his shit. His kids are going to. He knew if he resigned that it would come out. Either way, it would come out. But at least he's not being blackmailed. I'm assuming he's going to be blackmailed because some women are very ridiculous in the breakup.
With him resigning, it takes the heat off the company until he's cleared and he can go back.
Right. But you know their severance pay? You know their severance pay is like $100 million or something like that. They're not just going to go, bye-bye. They're going to settle this motherfucker. He's going to probably get $80 million for leaving the company. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. It's like they did the same thing to they'll pay you off. You know, and that's it. Jeff Bezos did the same thing. I used to watch a local show. The girl that he's with now used to do the entertainment report, and she was a nutcase.
Yeah.
But she was hot. Jeff Bezos went home and told his wife that he is leaving her for her. Now, there wasn't that much fighting going on because you didn't hear too much, but you know he paid his ex-wife a huge-ass settlement. You know he did. And what about Rupert Murdoch, who just broke up with his other – Rupert Murdoch's 102 years old, and yet he just broke up with that girl. What is she, 37, 47? She's gone.
Yeah. If she wasn't a rich gold digger, nobody was.
Wow. Well, we're going to find out the true reasons. I mean, this is why this show is so important to people's lives, the true reasons why men cheat. I mean, women might think – this and this, but we're going to get you the true reason why men cheat. The true reason. It's true. And I have a high bar for this, so if it's not true, I'll call him out on that. Now, when Pat's going to tell us her story, but she's not ready yet. But while she gets ready.
Oh, yeah, I stepped outside to tell you, and then you got sidetracked.
Oh, okay. Are you going outside again to tell me?
I guess I'll have to.
Okay.
Just give me a second.
I'll give you a second. You're cold. How cold is it over there? Wow. Wow. And we're going to find out why men cheat, and the other half, why do women cheat? And then we're going to talk about the seven key reasons why women and men cheat. And you know what to watch out for is, but the bottom line, people do cheat. But is it worth breaking up the home? Is it worth getting divorced? Is it worth separating the kids? Is it worth this? I mean, come on. I mean, this little thing, cheating, this is a small thing. Come on. It's nothing but sex. Ladies, get over it. It's a small thing. Very small.
It depends on how it's presented and how it goes over. And
I guess so. I guess so.
Okay. My first little indiscretion.
Yes.
I was 39.
Yes.
He was 21.
Yes. Ooh.
And he was an amazing artist, and he was artisty in every way, and he was exactly my flavor, which was unfortunate because, you know, hey.
Wow.
How
did you meet him?
Well, okay.
Yeah.
My boyfriend... Here's me trying to pawn off my boyfriend on this other lady all this time. So I finally did that. So she knows this guy, and she takes me over to his house, and I'm like, hey, right on.
Wow.
You go see Rod, I'll go see this guy.
She
ran
did he
off
know?
And told Rod immediately. Pardon?
Wow. What a pussy. What a pussy. He could have had you and the other girl, too. Am I correct? As long as you had the other guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
What an idiot. He had his cake, and he couldn't eat it, too. And it had another cake. Guys are like,
well,
wow.
Stuff went on that I didn't know about at the time, and... I guess those two sabotaged him.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, for a three-way with two guys, and he wasn't too into that. Being a male chauvinist and everything.
It is. Well, I mean, they wanted a relationship with two guys and him. I mean, like a threesome, but it was with another guy involved in it.
Yeah. And
shut
the other
back
guy
door.
Was my lover, and he knew it.
Oh. Yeah. So how did you?
So
how did you finagle that? Saying, well, you know, we should really. I want you to meet Felicia.
How did I deal with that?
Yeah.
I was dating the hot young one, and he was dating the one that sabotaged him there. So that's not my problem.
Did you ever break up with the guy? Did you break up with the guy, or you know?
The young guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
The young guy did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long
yeah.
did that? How long did that last?
That lasted about 4 months.
That's a long time.
It was great fun.
Now, did he know the young guy? Did he know that you were involved with somebody else at the time, and he didn't care?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. It's great to be young. You must be one great lover, you know that? Right, Chicky baby? You must be. Wow. There you go.
That was the first one that was a few ages different than me. The second one was recent.
Was recent?
It was. I would say so. Less.
Oh, okay.
Well, it hasn't been for 8 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
okay, 8 years recently within the last 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. He was also young, too, I'm assuming.
Yeah. In my flavor.
When you say, so what is your flavor? I mean, is it tutti frutti or what's
telling.
Going on? You see fruit? Oh, really?
No, I'm not telling you.
Well, one is that they have to
the
be
ideas.
Young.
Oh, I don't care. There's a certain personality that can
get you going, you right?
Know, get my interest, yeah.
But you love the one you're with. How do you feel stepping out of that situation with a boy toy? I mean, you know this is a boy toy. You know nothing's going to come of it. You know that you're not going to leave your significant other for this one. This is fun and games. This is, you know, this is like, you know,
yeah,
whatever it is. So how do you do that?
If the other party can't do anything. Due to health.
Yeah. But you're saying this is like 10 years ago and everything. You had healthy significant others, but still, if you had healthy significant others, like maybe, you know, we're talking about like, let's say you're in your 40s, and the guys you're with is like in his 40s, so they're healthy. Have you had any relationship, like, did you cheat on them when they're healthy?
No.
Oh, they were always, okay, they were always, the only reason why you did is a lot of them have health problems, right?
Yeah.
Ah, well, that's a good reason. Yeah, that's a good reason.
You know, the other reason is I'd never, if I was between people, I didn't feel I had allegiance to anybody, so.
Why
know,
not?
Things get a little crazy between people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nobody's passed any judgment. I mean, I've been there. Have you ever been there when there was more than one person? You found yourself in like, oh my God, this is a sandwich. It's her and him and me and her and like four people in bed together?
No, I just walked out of the room.
I see. All right. Thank you for sharing. Wow, you are, wow. So the flavor of the week, huh?
Yeah. No. I said my favorite flavor.
Oh, your favorite flavor. Okay. Did you ever feel guilty? I mean, did you ever, you know, almost have a breakdown and say, oh, my God, I feel so guilty? And were you hiding it or were you an open person?
What is guilt?
Well, guilt is something that you feel bad about doing.
Really? I don't have a bad case of that at all.
Well, thank you for sharing, Pat. And Pat's a psychic, so she already knows that she wouldn't get caught. She knew. So that's what our story is. That's what our show is. Thank you, Pat, for sharing. Seriously, that was really nice of you.
Yeah.
That's what our show is about it. When we come back, why do men cheat? Women are sitting there going, duh, duh, duh.
Well, I know why they do.
Yes, you do. And it goes toward the women, too, on the other side with the health reasons.
Boredom.
When you're
boredom.
But how can they be bored when they're in love? But doesn't love trump boredom? You're in love. If you're bored, you know, play cards. Get a gambling addiction.
Yeah, but a lot of people weren't in love. They were in lust, and they were also infatuated. They were not in love.
There you go.
And when that infatuation wears off,
yeah,
no, left.
Well, you know, there was once upon a time that men, including Bill Clinton, thought a blowjob was not cheating on a woman.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. You know, that's what it is. I wonder, can a woman pull that off? No, honey, I didn't cheat on me. He just ate me out a little bit, and he just used his tongue. I wasn't even thinking. I didn't cheat. Would that work? I don't know if
no.
that would work. You know, the opposite.
No,
way.
I don't think it would.
I don't think it will either. Well, if you'd like to come in a story, if you'd like to come in the studio, I'd like to hear your story. If you are cheating and you feel guilty, confession is good for the soul and you'll feel a lot better. Tell us why you feel guilty. Tell us if you are a cheater. And if you want to talk about it on the air and confess, that would be great. My ratings go up. It'll destroy your relationship. But who cares? My ratings go up. Don't be selfish. The number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. We'll be right back. I'm getting more coffee. Thank you, Pat, for that stimulating story. And when we do come back, is why do men cheat? And I got the answer for you, ladies. Listen closely. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's the flavor, juicy fruit. I can't tell you how many times, and I tried to count it, I really did, before I was 18, at how many times I had an affair with married women. I mean, and I tried to count it. I would say, honestly, by the time I turned 18, I probably had 13, maybe 14 married women. And they were at the, I guess the age, the average age was 30, you know. And it causes damage because I had to see a psychiatrist at age 18. That was something. And the reason I had to see it, the damage was that you don't have faith in love. You know, you glamorize it and everything, and you're thinking these married women are married. They made the vow to God. They're supposed to be faithful to their husband. So the psychological part of it is that I didn't trust women. I didn't have a good opinion on women. And these were good people. They were not sluts, whores, or crackheads, or whatever. These were just an average people. For instance, I'll give you another for instance. This was like 2 years ago. Me and my girlfriend, Cindy, we got in a little tiff before we went into the grocery store. We were not, you know, but then we got into the store, be cool, but we were still mad at each other. So she says, why don't you go to this aisle, get the stuff, and I'll go on this aisle. You know, we're going to separate for a little bit so we don't cause a scene. That's how tension it was. Okay. So it's a store that we shop at. This was like 2 years ago. So, you know, I'm like a kid. You bitch. So I get this cart, and this cart plays a big part of it. So you get a cart, and I don't know why they got these carts, and this cart made a lot of noise. Blink, clank, 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 as you're driving, as you're going down the hallway. You know, the wheel, something wrong with the wheel. So I go past the deli section, and there's Cindy. I'm grudgingly going past her, and next to her was this checkout girl. She couldn't be more than 19. Her butt, boom. Her tits, boom. That little innocent smile, boom. 19 years old. This was like 2 years ago. Next to Cindy, though. So I'm begrudgingly going past Cindy, and I mentioned to her, listen, baby, I'll meet you in the front. And the 19-year-old girl says, okay. Cindy looked at her and said, he meant me. She goes, oh. I go, oh, shit. Here we go. That's the true story. That is actually a true story. I go, oh, shit. So I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the confidence. I don't know what it is, but there's a little 19, okay, I'll meet you there. It's like, no. Then he just looked at her like, you little bitch. So, I don't know. And so I got involved in the relationship, and I needed somebody pure. Now your mind going crazy. We're going into the cheating thing, and the opposite of it, yeah, you're thinking, okay, you're doing these married women and everything, but the psychological damage was there. That I can't trust women. Women are cheaters or dogs or this and this and this. That's the psychological problem you have as the guy, the cheatee. So I met this girl, and she was a virgin. I know she was a virgin because she was a virgin. It was in just before high school I graduated. She was a freshman. She was a tomboy. Nothing model-like about her. She played soccer. And, you know, kind of, but she was cute. But she was a virgin. So I met her and everything, and I made sure that I would not defour her because she was so pure. So pure. Mm-hmm. So we started dating, and we go into 2 months in our relationship. I'm treating her like a lady. She's a pure flower. She's this. She's a virgin, blah, blah, blah. She calls me up because her friend was dating my friend. She goes, well, are you coming over tonight? Because my parents are gone. I go, yeah, you know, well, we want to play Yahtzee or whatever. She goes, no, I want to have sex. I go, what? me and Diane want to have sex. So she's going to have sex with Danny, who is my friend, and I'm going to have sex with... Mm-hmm. So bottom line, we had sex. Now, how we had sex was interesting because Diane was in the room, and her and Diane was holding hands while me and Danny were pumping, banging them like a drum. And they were holding hands together mm-hmm. while this was happening. It happened, but then the psychological damage started to kick in, that she's going to cheat on me. And she wasn't about to cheat on me, but the damage was there. So I had to go to a psychiatrist at 17 and a half and 18, and he was weird. It was a Catholic psychiatrist. I couldn't afford a psychiatrist. So the person says, you know, we have a clergy at church. It was one of these, and he's a Catholic church. And then I mm-hmm. called him. He goes, what can you afford? I said, I can't afford much. I mean, I wasn't really working. I was a student. I was playing football full time. Mm-hmm. He made a deal with me. Well, how about $5 a session? $5 a session? Sure, I could do that. And this guy was like a German kind of guy, like Sigmund Freud kind of character. Bottom line, I developed this fear towards women, real fear. I was unhappy. I had this fear towards women. My stomach always hurt because I'm always thinking that this girl's going to cheat on me. I didn't know where she was. If she was 10 minutes late, I'm thinking she was. The psychological damage was there. I made this girl's life miserable. Because I was so afraid she was going to cheat on me, and she was my last hope, thinking that women were good, because she had every goodness in her, every good family, great values, great moral, you know what I mean, everything pure, and she could change my life and view on women. But when she wanted to have sex, it started to change, because she liked it. Telling the psychiatrist, we went through this, and so the psychiatrist said, you know, we should bring her in. I go, oh, my God, bring her in. Are you crazy? We're talking about, you know, cheating. He goes, we should do this. We bring her in, which I'm really nervous about. And the psychiatrist says to her, well, you know, Brian is, and this is how he described me, swear to God. Well, Brian is like a wild Mustang horse. I go, what? And here's what it's like. He's in a corral. And if you put a horse in a corral, they're going to always want to jump the fence. But if you open the fence, they don't stray. They stay into the corral. This is what he was saying. I go, oh. And she goes, okay, I see. She's only, now she's 16 and a half, maybe 17. Okay. And so the psychiatrist, swear to God, the psychiatrist goes, what Brian needs is that he needs women. She goes, huh? He needs to explore. He needs to be with other women. I'm sitting there crapping my pants.
Mm-hmm.
But what made it wrong was she says, okay. And I looked at her and I said, what? We mean okay. Well, if this is going to help you, if that's what you need, okay. But I don't want to do it. But if you need it, if the doctor says you need it, you need it. I'm going, what the hell just happened here? Which even made it worse that she think it was okay for me to cheat on her, which made the mind fuck even worse in my head. What kind of person will do this? A couple more sessions, and then... So I developed this fear towards women. Anytime a woman would approach me, now I lived on the beach, so the women are always on their bikinis and little thongs and shit like that. You know, it's tempting, and I got tempted. It really hurt my head. I mean, I almost freaked out because I wanted it, but I didn't want to cheat on this woman. She was so pure.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go. And so this couple more sessions, and the psychiatrist goes, I want you to do me a favor. And I go, what is it? I have – this is all true. Swear to God, not exaggerating, I have this colleague who needs the hours. Would you mind doing me a favor? And I go, what's the favor? Would you mind going and talk to her? I said, her? He goes, yes. I go, you don't understand, doc. No, I can't be around women. He goes, why not? Because it's going to happen if I do. He goes, calm down. She's a professional. Swear to God, this is how the conversation went. Calm down. I started to sweat. I started to, you know, go, no, no. He goes, can you do me that favor? Bottom line, I did him the favor. So he goes, go around the corner. Her office is here, blah, blah, blah. I gently knocked on the door. She says, come in. The office was dark, but it had a lamp in it. And you can almost see a silhouette of her. And she says, hi, Brian. I said, hi. You know, she introduced. She said, I read your thing, your file, whatever, and you seem to be a little uptight and apprehensive about women. I go, yeah, they make me nervous. And she started talking to me. Bottom line, within 30 minutes, I was screwing her on top of the desk. Banging the shit out of her on top of the desk. When we were done, she says, well, maybe I should see you every Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then I said, I think I'm cured now. She goes, how are you cured? Because I realized it's not me, it's you. I'm fine. And that was it. That's a true, she was beautiful as hell, but that's a true story. True story. What do you think of that, Pat?
I think it's really out there.
Right, but it really fucked me up because now this is a woman who is a professional woman who is supposed to help people with their situation. She knew my situation. I got pissed off. She knew my situation. She knew how vulnerable I was. She knew what scared me. She knew my fears, but yet
she triggered it.
Right, and she did it. Was very unprofessional, pissed me off. I was, well, here we are, we're talking about, so I'm just trying to tell you, I cannot tell you, like I said, I cannot tell you how many married women I had before 18.
Mm-hmm.
It did a hit trip on me. Here it is right here. I don't like, this is not it either. I do not like, what's his name? The guy on Family Feud. What's his name? Have you ever seen Family Feud over there where you are?
I'm not sure.
Black guy. Okay. Well, I forgot. Okay. Anyway, he's getting all high and mighty. I forgot his name on Family Feud. Help me out, the comedian with the big lips and the mustache.
I can't remember.
Okay.
But
now he's talking about women and why they cheat and all this bullshit. I'll find him. But here's a lady right here. She's talking the types of women. Oh, we're going to get to that. That's the second part of it. Here we go. Why do men cheat? Here we go. This is from ABC News. Why do men cheat? Here we go.
Headlines, men and infidelity. It's a nice way of saying why do men cheat. GMA special contributor Steve Harvey is here this morning with answers. We're going to talk to the author of the best-selling relationship book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, about this hot topic in just a moment. But first, we spoke with men and women all across the country who weighed in on this hot issue.
I think men cheat because they can.
Why do men cheat? Because they're probably not happy with the relationship they're in.
I think it's in men's DNA to have more sexual activity.
They're lonely, they're pigs, you know, trash.
I think if women cheat, they're a cougar or they're loose. And if a man cheats, it's like, go get them, guy.
Guys will cheat. This is for sex. It may not be an emotional attachment, but with women, there's definitely an emotional element to that.
Building your online business? Go to Wix.com and set up your...
I think that's just an excuse for, you know, to say that, oh, all men cheat, but they don't. That's just giving someone an excuse.
I think it's expected. Not expected, but allowed.
Really?
If men cheat, well,
it's
not
allowed.
By me.
Okay.
Yeah. Paul was like, hey, really?
Yeah.
GMA special contributor Steve Harvey is here. Hi, Steve.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. You know, you said when you're out
holding your seminars, that this is one of the top questions that you get?
I mean, without a doubt, it's the number one question asked, you know, and it's a big question because it causes a lot of pain
mm-hmm,
in relationships
mm-hmm.
because it violates the trust. And it's so hard to get it back once you've done it, you know.
Yes.
So it's probably the most painful thing out there.
All right. Well, let's get to some of the questions that we've had. Again, we've talked to people all across the country. And this is a question. It's from Kathleen. And we heard this over and over and over again, Kathleen.
Question for you, Steve Harvey. How would I know if my boyfriend or husband is cheating? What are the signs?
Well, if his cell phone rings and he's in the shower, and he runs through the glass door to answer.
That's one sign, okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And if he sleeps with his cell phone duct taped to his thigh,
yeah,
that's a good way
yeah.
to tell. But I think really the more serious answers become, you know, if there's an attitude change.
Mm.
You know, if your man doesn't care any more about the intimacy, whether you're having it with him or not, if it doesn't make a difference to him, if he's indifferent to it, that attitude adjustment is serious. And then the big one is if his intimate performance with you has changed, if all of a sudden you're seeing new moves and
new tricks.
Brand new tricks. You know, this is, guys, our imagination ain't that good.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to go practice these things. We can't just bring them in there. You know, we got to.
So all practical signs that
absolutely.
We should look for. All
that's
right, let's get to another question, and this is a question that some men in relationships say they struggle with.
So, hey, Steve, if somebody flirt with me, how should I handle that?
It's not my fault. Is that what it is?
Well, he's lucky if that happens. But anyway,
if
somebody's flirting with you, I mean, you know, you got to be careful because flirting pushes the primal instinct button in men because by nature, you know, we're predators. And so if you show that little twitch flex reaction, that little dangle of carrot, and we immediately go for it. It's a very dangerous thing to flirt because at what point does it stop? Because if you keep the flirting up, eventually it's going to lead to something, you know. And the best way to do it is just, you know, laugh it off and go, girl, you crazy. And, you know, and go home.
And just move on.
Yeah.
And move
because
on.
If you do it, you're not going to win.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Got another question. This is Christine from San Francisco.
Hey, Steve, I have a question. If I suspect my fiancé of cheating, is it okay if I check his emails and phone records?
I don't really like that personally. I don't think it's cool.
Right.
I think you should respect a person's privacy, you know. And then there's an old saying, you know, that if you go looking for trouble, you're going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. If your guy is cheating, you're going to find out. You don't have to go looking for it. You always find out. Now, if he's cheating. But if you're wondering if he's cheating, you know, because in light of everything that's going on today, everybody knows, I wonder if my guy, well, if you're wondering and you go looking, you're going
right.
to find something. It could be an innocent email. It could be on the phone number that's
mm-hmm.
attached to business. But if you stuck it in your mind, wow, he's cheating too, and you see this stuff, it could turn into something else. I know a lot of relationships that are shot now, I mean gone, because someone suspected and went looking and found something innocent and it turned into something that it really wasn't.
They're saying now text messages and all that, that's lipstick on the collar from back in the day.
Yeah, I don't recommend text messaging. I quit text messaging. All my notes is by carrier pigeon. I don't know.
Bobby, let's cut out the middle.
Yeah,
Bobby is 62, married, and she wants to know this about cheating.
Why are all these men that are in power think they can get away with it?
I mean, you know, it's not just men of power. You know, cheating is not reserved to men of power. It happens to the truck driver, the cab driver, the janitor. It can happen to anybody. It happens to women. You know, men of power just have more opportunities. You know, women fail to look at this
mm-hmm.
thing sometimes. A guy, there are trophy men just like there are trophy women. They're just like women that men want to conquer.
Right, right.
There are men that women want to conquer. A guy walks in the room, has himself established fame-wise, money-wise. There's women over there eyeballing this guy. He may not even be aware of it. That's why the athletic bus pulls up at the hotel. What's it filled with? A lobby full of groupies. Because guess what? They want the trophy guy. They don't care if he's married or not. So for the famous guy, God, the powerful God, it's just tougher. It's more opportunities presented. You know, the best thing is to go, I just want to go home. I just got to get through the minefield.
To get there.
To get there.
But you know, it's not just men. Not just men. You'll see. Women do it too. Another question.
Steve, what can I do to prevent my wife from cheating?
Wow. You very rarely get that question, you know.
But it happens. I mean, people don't talk about it, but it does happen.
It happens a lot more than people discuss. Because
right.
on my radio show, I get these letters all the time from women who have these great guys that are providers, do everything he's supposed to do, but yet and still, she wants something else. But it's rare because most women, if you're attentive to them, if you are a provider for them, if you're communicating with them, if you're loving to them, if you're giving them the things that most women want, most women will stay put. The average woman is really decent. She'll stay put because she's gone out. She has what she wants. You know, most women will stay put in that situation. So when a guy goes, how do I keep my wife from cheating? This is a guy, I can assure you, is not taking care of his business at all.
Well, those are all the questions we have. But there was one other one that came by email, and it's one that we were talking about a lot in the studio. And I can just hear our mama saying this, once a cheater, always a cheater. You know, once a cheater, always a cheater. Is that the case? Because let's come clean here now. You have spoken about how you've made some mistakes in your past. You've learned from those mistakes.
Oh,
so some of this, are you speaking from experience?
Well, okay. On national TV. You know, I'm on my third marriage. I've made some mistakes in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get married, you're on third marriage, and I'm very happy now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've made those mistakes, you know, but people have to know, once a cheater, always a cheater. That's not a true statement. People grow. People get better. People learn from their mistakes. People move on. People discover what went wrong before and learn how not to make those mistakes again. And that's a very myth that women have passed down throughout the years, that once a cheater, always a cheater. You've lost some great relationships because women bring that baggage to the next relationship, and it kills something that could be really good. So I'm very happy now, and I go home. So let's put that on TV, please.
Yes, Les,
okay,
with Marjorie.
Yes,
she's a good friend.
Thank you, God.
Steve, thank you. Thank you so much for your straight talk. And do you have a question for a man, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Ask him on our website, abcnews.com, and read an excerpt from his book.
There you go. I will answer that because he's a pussy. Once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't know. That's a hard question because let me tell you something. I'll tell you something that people don't want to hear. People get bored. And when you bring kids into this situation, it's even worse. Because what happens is that the mother or your wife, and you got new kids in the house, you tend not to pay attention to the man, to his wants and his needs. He's like third. You know, your first thing is to the kids. Your second thing is maybe to your daughter or your son. And he's number three. By the time you get to number three, you're exhausted. You're tired. You just want to go to sleep. I can tell in a grocery store, if you ever notice that, I'm a people watcher. And I can tell who has children, who don't. I can tell the single women and the married women. And the married women who just have kids, they will come into the store in sweatpants and a sweatshirt, throw up on themselves, their hair is messy, and they don't give a fuck. I mean, they look like they went through a war. They don't care. They're going in there and getting that Similac and getting this, and then get the hell out of there, you know. And lady, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, because I'm not going to give you a political answer. I have had... I have been to clubs and everything, but the most pickup places that I have been, and I'm talking women picking up men, is in the grocery store. In the grocery store. I am not kidding you. I just don't know what it is. There was a situation happened. I was single just right before I met Cindy. Happy, single, learning to cook on my own. I go into Kroger's, or you guys call it Kroger's, we call it Ralph's. And I decided to treat myself. Yeah. I think I'll have lamb. I'll learn how to make lamb and everything. So I'm in the meat department. And
yes, it is.
And so there was a woman there, a very attractive woman, everything. Oh, didn't know who she was. But she, nothing special. She just looked like she was shopping, too. You know, you don't get dressed up for shopping. So she's eyeballing me. And you can feel when somebody's eyeballing you. Look, you smile. She's smiling. And she has that, and then she'll go to the side, and she's still eyeballing. You know what's going on. So I pick up the lamb. I picked up the lamb, and I picked up some wine in my cart. Because the meat department, and you got the liquor department right next to it, how Kroger used to be. And I put it in her cart. I picked up lamb, and I picked up a wine, and I put it in her cart. She smiled. She goes, "What's this?" I said, "This is dinner you're going to make for me tonight, and this is the wine we're going to have." She says, "What time?" I said, "Probably around 7:30. She goes, "Okay, here's my address, and this is my phone number. I'll see you tonight." That was it. Went over, had a great dinner, and again, here we go, playing bed opera. Ah! That was it. True story. So, yeah, grocery store. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Here's what it is. You know, the problem that people have is they tend to pick the same kind of guy. If you like bad boys, you tend to pick the – no matter how many times the relationship is bad and it fails and it ends up badly, you tend to go for the same kind of person. And if you go for the same kind of person, chances are you're going to be once a cheater, always a cheater, because it doesn't work. That's not the type of person you should be with. And, yes, you will keep cheating. Or if you're one of these relationship-phobic persons, you will tend to settle with somebody that you're really not in love with, but it's convenient. You know, pussy on tap. You know, like a Krager. And you're going to cheat because you're not really in love with that person. You're comfortable with that person. You're familiar with that person. And then there's going to be somebody you're going to meet who has that butter, gives you that butterflies that you haven't had in a while. I mean, your butterflies died and flew away or went north, and your butterflies are in Canada, but this guy smiled at you and the butterflies came back. And you haven't had that. Or the attention, because like it says, being bored, and Pat said this, being bored is the number one reason. Well, here's the two reasons, and we're going to get into why women cheat, but the two reasons why women cheat. Number one is financial. Number two is love, is relationship, is why women cheat. All right, and so here we go. We got why do men cheat, and here it is, headline. This is coming from Psych Central. How common is cheating and infidelity? Body of the ad. More people cheat than you might imagine. Here are the numbers. Every man has cheated. I know what you're thinking. Oh, not my man. Yes, he has. Maybe not with you, but he has. Men are immature, stupid. You tempt us with candy, and as we get older, you tempt us with a drink. We're there. We're very simple-minded persons. Some, like I said in the beginning of the show, some people think a blowjob is not cheating. Well, here are the numbers right here. Cheating in relationship is common in the United States among all age groups. The Internet makes this phenomenon easier than ever, expanding opportunities for different types of cheating and getting caught. If you cheated on your partner or been cheated on, you're not alone. It's a tale as old as time, and you can take heart. Folks on both sides of infidelity can heal. How common is cheating in relationships? Well, this is according to a 2010 research article suggests that finding accurate statistics on infidelity may be problematic for several reasons. Now, Who's the fool that's going to take this test, and who's the fool's going to admit that they cheated? Unless you're already out of the relationship and you're okay. But if you're in a relationship, you're not going to. Anyway, here it is. Not everyone defies cheating the same way. Does flirting count? What about virtual affairs? See, this is where it's the gray line, because everybody flirts. Don't tell me. Little boys flirt. Little kids flirt. Everybody flirts. It's part of human nature. The smile, the laughing at the stupid jokes. And I know about that because I have the show. Flirting comes in many different ways. Doesn't mean that you're going to go to bed with them. Doesn't mean that you want them. But you do flirt. You're a human person. You go into the vegetable section and some guy puts his hand on a cucumber and says, hey, does this remind you of anything? Flirting is flirting. Not everyone – so just because you flirt, are you going to have an affair? No. Infidelity in the LGBTQ communities have not been well studied or reported because they're not talking. Here's what we do know about cheating. Here's another survey, 21. A little over 46% of respondents in a monogamous relationship said they had affairs. Nearly 24% of marriages affected by infidelity reported staying together. 47.5% of relationships affected by cheating said they established and enforced new relationship rules, such as sharing phone passwords, to minimize the likelihood of more affairs. Hey, let me tell you something. You could, if you're one of these people, and I hack women because another thing is never get involved with a woman who you're cheating with, because she won't trust you at all. It's a stupid thing to do, but anyway, I've done it. I used to come in the house and she used to smell me before I even sat down to see if I was cheating. You can't stop it. You could have your eye on your man for 23 hours and a half. It's only 24 hours in a day. So 23 and a half hours you could be on him. But that one half hour that you're not around, he will, if he's a cheater, he will find a way to cheat. So sharing your emails and sharing this bullshit, sharing your Facebook, sharing this, they will find a way. They'll find a way. Whether you get three different emails, one for the family, one for your business, and one for your cheating thing, or three different Facebook pages. And it's not uncommon for people to have three or four Facebook pages either. So just because you're watching your man, I know where my man is. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't know where your man is. And he doesn't know where you are. It goes vice versa with a woman. You could be on your, if you suspect you got a cheater as a woman, 23 and a half hours a day, that one half hour, she really wants to cheat, she will find a way. They will find a way. Here we go. Men who say they cheat, 23%. Damn liar. Women who say they cheat, 12%. Lying bitch. It's more than that. Married people who say they cheat, 12%. These don't make no sense. Divorced people who say they cheat, 26%. Infidelity of black people. The infidelity of black people, 24%. The infidelity of white people, 16%. Why is that? Again, we're number one in cheating. The highest thing is 26%, and 20. Divorced people who cheat is 26%, but the infidelity of black people is 24%, so we're second highest on here. The infidelity of POCs, I don't know what POCs, is 13%, whatever POCs are. Cheating in 55 to 64-year-olds, 18%. Cheating in 41 to 54-year-olds, 16%. Cheating in 18 to 40-year-olds, 11%. And who is most likely to cheat? Reports say that dating sites for married people had increased in 1,500 new members per day. There was a wedding. There was a website called, what was it? It was a cheating website. I forgot what it was called. How to cheat or whatever, and you can meet other people who are cheating. I forgot the website. It was really popular. And if you don't know what an affair is, here's what actually is an affair. Is infidelity a sexual or emotional activity outside your agreed-upon relationship? An affair can be a sexually activity, but isn't necessary. Sometimes it's hugging and kissing. Hugging and kissing is an affair? I have seen old friends that I have not seen, and I have hugged them, and I have kissed them on the cheek. Sometimes it's not even that. That's bullshit. Now we cannot hug or kiss anyone because we're afraid it's going to have that's an affair? And here's a licensed therapist, a couple of therapists. Here's what they said, it's an affair. A one-night stand is an affair? No, it's not. It's a one-night stand. How could a one-night... Okay, I'm just going to read it. Number two, compulsive sexual behavior. No such thing. Trust me, there's no such thing as a compulsive sexual behavior. That's more bullshit. Strongly desiring a particular someone else. Desiring somebody else is and not doing anything... Is having an affair just that you desire them or fantasize about them? See, this is what fucks you up. Bullshit. Desiring your existing male and someone else. An online flirtation or sexting. Why do people cheat? Well, here it is. Online cheating is interest in trying specific sexual activities never achieved with their partner, anal sex, longer relationship lengths, desire, personal sexual desire. In-person cheating, low relationship satisfaction, low romantic love, solitary desire, personal sexual desire. These are people why they cheat in person. These are people why they cheat online. Sometimes people cheat for revenge or attention. Other times folks cheat with their inhibitions or lowered while under the influence of a substance. Bullshit. Let me tell you something. I could be drunk as a skunk. And if I'm functioning, know what I'm doing to actually undress a woman, to satisfy a woman, it's hard enough to satisfy her sober, let alone drunk. You know what you're doing, so if they blame the alcohol, that's bullshit. Romantic ideas and concept of self-fulfillment can also affect modern infidelity. Romantic ideas and a concept of sexual self-fulfillment, meaning masturbation, is infidelity? Are you out of your mind? There's another person. Oliver, a certified emotional focused therapist, has been, which is no such thing as a made-up profession. People underestimate what it takes to have a stable, meaningful relationship. It is easy, folks, to avoid talking with their partners about intimacy. Nobody wants to hear it. Oliver describes a common pattern. You begin cheating with a colleague, the reward center in the brain lights up. One thing leads to another. How likely is someone to get away with it? Now, I'm going to tell you the truth, and they're going to lie to you. How likely is someone to get away with it? Of the participants reporting infidelity, about 22% never communicate the relationship to their parents. Still, an affair can be discovered. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you something. Here's the answer. How likely is someone to get away with it? They won't. You won't. There's always an end game. What is the end game? If you're involved in cheating with someone, let's say for a couple of months or whatever, you're in a relationship now. And after 3 months later, they're tired of you not being there for the anniversaries, the birthdays, the holidays, the dinners, and they want you to meet their parents. All that comes into play because they want a relationship, but yet they know you're in another one. So the aggravation starts, the tension starts, the fighting starts because they want what they can't have, whatever, and they blame you for falling in love with them. I'm going to tell you the truth. How likely is someone to get away with cheating? Here's the truth. No, 0%. You're not going to get away with it because the end game will not allow you to get away with it because if you break up with that person, they know everything about your personal life and everything, they can destroy you. And now you're held captive or blackmailed. And it has to have an end game. Either you divorce your wife, leave your kids, she takes half your shit. You lose status, meaning that then you get a divorce and you can't afford the house you're with and you sell your home because of some pussy. And then what? You're going to go to the pussy that men are different. They're going to look at you and say, why am I going to be with you? Because you allow cheating. You allow me cheat on my wife with you. Therefore, this is the kind of morals you have. I don't want to be with you. I'm going to go with someone else. That's males. I'm not going to be with a person who condones cheating, knowing that I cheated and yet you're still with me. Men look at that. That's the risk. So you're not going to get away with it. You're going to get caught. It depends when. Don't think you're so smart or slick that you think you'd get away with it. You're not going to. You're not going to. The end game, because there has to have an end game, and it's torture for you, by the way. Lying to your wife, lying to your kids, lying to this, sneaking out, thinking of excuses, everything excuses. Remember the reason why you snuck out. You're going to slip up. You're not a computer. Your attitude is going to change towards your woman or your man. You will. Your attitude will change. There's not enough hours in a day to cheat with someone. There's not. Everything's a lie. And you get tired of it. You get very tired of it. You're tired of it. Tired, tired, tired. So you will get caught. There's no way in hell that you won't. You will. In the 50s, that involved searching coat pockets for romantic restaurant matchboxes or receipts for gifts. Today, phones can be treasured troves of easy access and sometimes graphic information. Let me tell you something. Cindy will leave her purse with me. The only time that I go on her purse is she says, honey, can you get this out of my purse? And I will bring the purse right to her in front of her while I go through it and get what she wants. Her purse could be in the living room, could be anywhere, could be in my car. I will not go and look at it. I'm going to tell you something because it's a trap. Once you start doing that bullshit, checking the emails, checking web pages, checking phones, checking whatever, it's a trap to the end of your relationship because it gets into your mind like, oh, I didn't find anything this time. So you find yourself saying, I'll do it next weekend because I'm convinced that she's cheating or he's cheating, and I'm going to go through their pockets. I'm going to go through their emails. I'm going to go through this. I'm going to go into a chat room, pretend I'm another girl. I'm going to flirt with him to see if he takes the bait. You can see where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship is already over. And you're trapped now. And you're so busy listening to everything they say or whatever that it's evil. And it will destroy you. And that's why I won't. If I suspect Cindy is cheating, but why would she? Because she got the best man in the world. I'm Batman. Mm. Yes, I am. I'm a Cape Crusader. I'm a superhero. But there's times where I thought that she made it tiptoed out. Now, when me and Cindy met, she had to sign a contract about us dating.
Mm-hmm.
There's a long contract. She had to check the boxes and everything. Actually printed it out. Do you like to go on date? You know. But we do have two things. Here's two things. If I suspect Cindy's cheating, there's two questions I want answered. One, are you in love with the person? Or two, was this just a, you know, boring thing, a fling, whatever? Now, if she says I'm in love with a person or I'm gay, there's nothing I can do about that. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
But if she says that it was a thing, I don't want to hear the detail it's a thing, but is it a thing? It's a thing. Are you going to see him? Hell no. I hate that son of a bitch. It wasn't what I'm feeling so good. We have a chance to get back together again. You know what I mean? If it was just a thing,
mm-hmm.
We have a chance. Those are the two things that I only care about. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about how you met. I don't care how many times you talked. I don't care about anything else. Those are the two things. Are you in love with the person or was it a thing? That's it. Cheating and its effects on mental health. We've already been through this for the one being cheated on. I'm not going to go through any of this. Let's recap. No, we're not going to recap this. How to set boundaries in your relationship. Setting boundaries can help retain sense of identity. What do you mean, setting boundaries in a relationship? They say all healthy relationships have boundaries. When it comes to your life as a couple, consider that there are actually three entitles involved. Entities involved. Yourself, your partner, and the relationship itself, and boundaries need to be defined. Here's an example of a healthy boundary. I don't know if I agree with this, Pat. Let's see if you agree with it. Here's the boundaries. Ask permission. Take one another's feeling into account. Show gratitude. Give space to avoid codependence. Show respect for difference in opinion, perspective, and feeling. Sit with the other person. Communicate of emotion. Take responsibility for their actions. That's it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I agree with that.
Here we go. Enough of me talking because I bore myself. Here's the bottom line. Is a cheater always a cheater? Yes.
I wouldn't say always a cheater. No.
Well, no. I would say at least 75%.
I would say it's to a certain age and then it wears off.
It wears off? I don't think
I think a lot of people. I think a lot of people change their mind at a certain point as to what's so serious about life, you know, or
I don't know
what's so serious about what they're doing.
I don't know. Well, here's the lady right here that probably feels the same way you do. Here she is, right here. Here we go.
New Year. I'm Courtney Ryan, and today we're going to be talking about the six types of women that are most likely to cheat. So I know men typically take most of the heat for cheating, especially on the internet, but the reality is that women cheat too. So in this video, I'm going to be covering the women who are most likely to cheat according to psychology. Now, we need to preface by saying, does this mean that every single woman with these traits is going to cheat?
Yes.
No, absolutely not. Please understand that before watching this video, relationships and human behavior is not black and white. And just so you know where I stand on cheating before we get into the video, I personally don't think that cheating is ever justified, regardless of the gender or the reasoning behind it. Right, so the first trait is low self-esteem or someone who's really dependent. Women with these traits often need constant affirmations, reassurance, and seek external validation. And if they feel those needs or wants are not being met within their own relationship, well, they might start to look elsewhere. I want to read you this little excerpt as well from a clinical psychologist. She says, as we know, long-term relationships take work, and if they are not nurtured regularly, then people, especially dependent personalities, tend to be ripe for attention from someone outside of the relationship that is more attentive, aka more attentive than you. Another.
Hey guys, welcome to Forward. We're a new type of doctor.
Another commercial. Okay, here we go.
We can talk about here in the dependent category is a woman who does not have many friends or family. If she doesn't have any friends or family in her life and is also dependent on you, that could cause some issues. A lot of women tend to cheat when they start feeling lonely or they're not getting attention. Again, do I think that's justified? Absolutely not. If you're not happy in the relationship, you have to work on that with your partner or leave. I don't think that cheating is justified because you're feeling a little bit lonely. But as I was saying, many women cheat when they feel lonely, and if they have no one in their circle but you and you can't give them your undivided full attention 24/7, do you see how that could cause issues? My next one here is a woman with a lack of impulse control. A lack of impulse control can actually be associated with different kinds of neurological disorders. Yay. I am not going to speak about these disorders myself because I am not a medical professional. But I am going to read you the definition. It says, impulse control disorders are characterized by chronic problems in which people lack the ability to maintain self-control, which ultimately results in the onset of extreme disruptions and dysfunctions in personal, familial, social, and academic aspects of their life. So I am not diagnosing anybody here. I'm not slapping labels on things because I don't think that that's productive or healthy coming from me, but just giving you the information, do your own research. This could be a woman who makes very rash, quick decisions without putting much thought into it, or someone who thrives off of adrenaline and being spontaneous. She might not be able to turn down temptation and see things in a very spur-of-the-moment type of way. And she might look at things in a short-term viewpoint rather than thinking of things long-term. Instant gratification for temporary pleasure is something that a lot of people struggle with. My next one here is narcissistic tendencies. Again, I don't want to diagnose here. I do think people throw around the word narcissist a little bit too freely. However, there are some narcissistic tendencies that have been shown to increase the risk of infidelity. Extreme selfishness, a need for flattery and attention, and an inability to consider the needs and feelings of others. This says, these folks are at high risk of cheating as they often rationalize that their partner does not treat them as they deserve or that they are neglected or underappreciated, says Coleman. Mm. They also have little to no capacity to consider the hurt their behavior will inflict onto their partner. So in their head, they might justify or rationalize the cheating because they feel like they are unappreciated or undervalued, or they're not getting enough attention from their partner. They might say things like, well, you wasn't getting me enough attention, so I started seeing another guy. Yikes. Yep. My next one is a woman who is emotionally unavailable. Maybe she was more into the chase than the actual relationship itself. People who are emotionally unavailable often really fear commitment and become very stressed out or anxious when things start to progress in the relationship or become more serious. They might cheat around major milestones like birthdays, anniversaries, holidays like Valentine's Day. And a way that you can notice this in the beginning, some signs to look out for, are someone who is playing games with you. This is why I say games are insecure and immature and show an extreme lack of emotional maturity. And this is one of the many reasons why I say you guys should not be dating people who play all these crazy games with
you. I like games.
Again, as I mentioned, it's a major sign of emotional immaturity, insecurity, and a sign that they are not emotionally available for a healthy relationship with you. My next one is a girl who's easily bored. Sometimes having too much time on your hands can cause a bit of trouble. And I also think a similar point here can be mentioned that I mentioned in point number one, is that she might seek constant affirmation or validation from you. Because if she's easily bored and has no hobbies or interests or friends or family or anything she enjoys doing to entertain her besides you, once you stop being able to give her your full undivided attention, well, she might start seeking that elsewhere. She might be more likely to seek that attention from someone else outside the relationship that is not you. And I think this happens commonly on social media, whether it be her posting a selfie on her story and there's a million guys in her DMs feeding her ego, giving her that external validation that she's craving, or she re-downloads a dating app and that's just like an ego fest. The constant validation you receive on platforms like that as a woman is next level. And another point that you can mention here as someone who's more likely to cheat is someone who is all consumed by social media. Maybe they have no interests or hobbies or friends or family or things that they enjoy doing, but they spend all their time scrolling on Instagram or being on dating apps. And I want to make something very clear here, because I've seen some questionable things said on some other channels. Just because a girl has an Instagram does not mean that she's cheating on you. Okay? Let's just get that out of the way. Of course, there are boundaries that you have to have, and that's something that you work out between you and your partner within your relationship, but simply having an Instagram account does not mean that she's cheating on you. I have an Instagram account, and I am not cheating. And my last one here, the most obvious one, is that she's cheated in the past. You know the saying, once a cheater, always a cheater? And while sometimes I like to give the benefit of the doubt, it's a bit hard to ignore the statistics around this one. Research shows that people who've cheated in the past are 3 times more likely to cheat again. And of course, like many other things, there is nuance here. It's not always black and white, but the odds of someone being 3 times more likely to cheat are odds that I don't want to gamble with. And a reason why someone who cheated in the past is more likely to cheat in the future is because they've already done it once. It's already familiar to them. It's not so out of their comfort zone, and they're able to justify it more in their head when they've already done it once. I guess you could kind of think about it in a way as someone who commits crimes. If you've done it once in the past, you're more likely to do it again just because, again, it's more familiar to you. And there were some other ones that I didn't want to make into entire points because I think they're a little bit silly, but some little fun facts, some extra bonuses to throw in for you that I guess really aren't so fun. One is that blondes are more likely to cheat than any other hair color, which I thought was interesting. And then this article I found said that women working in trades or medicine are more likely to cheat. And this says, data from extramarital affairs website Ashley Madison found that 23% of female cheaters on the site worked in the medical field. Other careers that top the list for women include education, finance, and social work. And something I thought was really interesting about this is that education and social work are both predominantly women in those industries, but finance is obviously mostly men. So that made more sense to me as to why a woman would be more likely to cheat in finance, because she's surrounded by men. There's way more men than women. But I thought it was really interesting that women in industries that are mostly full of women are more likely to cheat, which was education and social work. So guys, that is all I have for the 6 women most likely to cheat. If you liked this video or found it helpful,
let me break it down for you so it's be very simple. Women will cheat for 2 reasons. Bored. Men will cheat for a couple of reasons. Ego. That's it. Stanley, welcome to the show, my brother. And I 602, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I think that's
how are you?
I'm good, Stanley. Good to hear your voice. Stanley is in the studio. Pat's in the studio. 602. I'm thinking it's King. 602.
Hey, what's going on, Brian? How you doing this morning?
Hey, there he is, the King of Kings. Yes. King's in the studio. And Pat's in the studio. We're talking about cheating, my friend. Stanley, my friend, my brother, my moral brother. I'm going to get to King.
Yes.
Stanley, have you ever cheated? I'm sorry.
Have I ever cheated? One time, because my girlfriend stopped having sex with me, so I was fed up. So,
Stanley, do you think
it's not the same?
I don't know the type of girl that you're attracted to.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same. It's not the same thing. A man cheating and a woman cheating are 2 different things. A man cheating, we could cheat because a lot of men can have no emotion. Cheating or sleeping with another woman doesn't mean anything. A woman cheating is different because a woman puts their emotion in it and could be attached. I will never accept my girlfriend cheating because she has an emotional attachment to the guy. A man cheating, man, we could cheat with somebody we don't care. And we could still love a girlfriend. That's the difference. Biologically, we're different completely. So it's not the same thing at all.
That's a good point. Say, let me ask you, let's say you're with this girl, you met this girl, beautiful girl, everything, your type, but then she tells you that she has cheated in her relationship, she cheated twice, or she's divorced. Would you take that woman seriously if she cheated in her past or she's divorced? What do you do?
No, I give a clean slate to a new relationship. I don't judge from the past of the person and everything. I give a complete clean slate. But I would basically say, if you're going to be with me, there's no Instagram, there's a lot of shit that is. I will not force a girl to be with me, but I would think, if you're going to be with me, it's going to be very difficult. There's no Instagram, there's no,
really?
Like, because Instagram and all those shit is basically seeking validation, seeking a man basically simp kissing your ass. That's why a lot of women who are 5s and 4s or 3s are thinking they're 10, because there are so many guys who are simp, who can't even tell the truth or are ready to do anything to basically sleep with a woman, that they will say a lot of women are enslaved. So, no, I will say you can't have an Instagram except if it's something for business. And don't show me your Instagram that has like 300 pictures and it's only you being sexy in a bikini. You're not doing that for your friends. You're doing that for attention. You're doing that to be validated by men. And you have a boyfriend? And you think I'm going to respect that? Come on. You better not be an OnlyFans. OnlyFans, I will never go out with an OnlyFans. Period. Come on.
Stanley.
I think,
well,
I tell you the truth, I think social media destroyed a lot of relationships. Social media for relationship was the worst discovery ever. Because it destroyed a lot of relationships. It destroyed a lot of stuff that women and men used to have. Now women are inflating and think they're the best ever, but they're not.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Hello, beautiful.
Nope, that's Pat. Beautiful's not in the studio today.
Oh, hello, Pat.
But she is listening. She hears your great voice. But that is Pat Overland right there, Stanley. Okay, Pat.
Sorry, the cat was stuck outside, and I thought John was around, and he wasn't.
Oh, the cat?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when your pussy is outside the box.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. But, you
He's
know,
getting cold
Pat,
and lonely.
You heard what Stanley said. if the woman's going to be with him, there's going to be no Instagram or maybe social media business or whatever, because that's too, I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but he just says no. Do you agree with that? You met Stanley. Stanley's a great guy. I know he's a great guy. Morally, everything, professional, everything. But he's telling you, get rid of your Instagram right now if you're going to be with me. What do you say to that man, Pat?
I would say, yeah, okay.
You say, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, I'm not forcing a girl, Brian. I'm not saying that you have to get rid. I say, if you want to go out with me, it's very hard and everything. Instagram
right.
has to go. Now I give the woman the choice. If she says no, I'm like, no. But we're not exclusive,
right.
and I'm not your boyfriend. Okay. I'll
right.
be with you. I'll have fun with you. Things like that. But I will not be exclusive. That's what you're asking me.
King of Kings. Now, what I know of King is that he's a church-going man, spiritual man, God-fearing man. Three beautiful children. I think there's three. Two boys, one girl. Beautiful children. He's in the music business and it's temptation, but he's still grounded. But he's a single father. I say to you, King of Kings, if you met some girl and you found out on her Facebook page she had a lot of male friends as friends, and she's very active in social media, would you still take her seriously?
No.
No, and I deal with that now. I get a lot of females. They want to talk to me. They want to do this. They want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told them, you got to let go of that old baggage. You know, you got to let go of that old baggage because, you know, if you're not serious about life itself, then how can I take our relationship serious? And so I get a lot of females. They do that. You know, they have a lot of males on their page and all this other stuff. And, you know, and it's funny because I was starting to talk to this one girl, and I thought she was really nice. I really thought everything was good. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, why do I feel like this is all bullshit, you know? And so it was just some things that I just kind of had to push back from. And you know, when it comes to dating, people fail to realize that when you're dating, you really want to take that time out to get to know each other, you know. This isn't where you're supposed to take your time out and, you know, if they ask you for money, you give it to them and all this other shit. No, that's not no. We're supposed to get to know each other, you know. Get to know each other. You go on a date, each person pay for their own tab, you know. That's where there won't be no problem, you know. But, yeah, I get a lot of females. They try to, you know, act like they're interested, and I don't play all that. Like, I'm old school. If you're going to date me, you're going to date me. Let go of all
right.
the other shit, you know what I mean? So,
right.
So I don't get too caught up in it, you know what I mean? Like I said, when they approach me, I just keep it straight casual and going about my business, you know. I told them, I got two girls and I got a boy I'm raising. Unless you're willing to step up and be some sort of positive role model, then
right.
we can do that. But if you're trying to, you know, get in where you fit in and ask for money and, you know, want to lay up and all the other stuff, no, I'm not with all that. So, you know, people cheat because there's something going on in a relationship that they're not wanting to resolve. And so they look at other people in relationships and they say, well, Tim, I want that. And so what they do is they'll go looking for it. And when they get it, they get so used to it that they feel like they can have both of it, you know. And
right.
so they start cheating. And then they feel like they can hide it. And then it starts getting frustrating to the point where they just can't control it. So, you
right.
know, me, I've never really cheated. You know what I mean? I've always been the one that gets cheated on. And the funny part is they always come crying back. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. But, you know, I have nothing to do with you, you know? So,
right.
Women, they cheat because they feel if they can't get it there, they'll get it somewhere else. Guys cheat because they be like, man, fuck that. I ain't about to sit here and, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. And the sad part about it is it all comes down to communication. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Communication. But if there's no communication, then everything's just going to go separate ways. And I kind of agree with what Stanley said, because that's kind of how I used to be. Like if you're going to date me, if you're on social
mm-hmm.
media and you're, you know, doing things you shouldn't be doing, then, you know, you let it go. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to be healthy for our relationship. And so, but it's just, if you, social media, if you're trying to have a real relationship with somebody, if they have a social media, it's just not going to work. You know?
But
not going to work.
The thing I'm hearing you, and you don't think that there's a difference between a man who's cheating and a woman who's cheating?
Say what?
Okay. You don't think that there's a difference between a man who's cheap and a woman who cheats?
I don't know.
Well, and the example that Stanley said is that if a woman cheats, it's more emotional. With a man who cheats, it's kind of physical, and you're not that involved. But when it takes a woman to cheat, and I have to agree with him, a woman has to be really emotionally connected. And if you're in the emotionally connected thing, you're thinking, you know, relationship, you know, even if it is a cheating thing. So I guess that's what Stanley was kind of saying, is that don't you think there's a difference between why a man cheats and a woman cheats?
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
There is.
Well,
but there
infatuation
isn't.
Is the most part. Infatuation on the part of both parties.
But it's infatuation enough to destroy your life? I mean,
yeah.
We're talking
yeah, because
hurt, pain. Yes.
Infatuation hits people like OCD. You cannot think, breathe, talk, anything about anything except that person.
Hmm.
Like,
well, let me say,
tested imaging, brain imaging.
Sure. Well, I think you got a point there, Pat. But let me, you know, you ladies out there don't know, but men have a number. And you're going to say, number? Yeah, well, you ladies do know, because your magic number is 7. I don't care how old you are, your magic number is 7. You ask a woman, how many men have you been? Even if, let's say a woman 35. Let's say a woman 35. You ask a woman 35, how many men have you been with? The number's going to be 7 or less. It's a lie, but that's the magic number. But let's just say they're not lying. Stanley, I'm going to ask you, is there a number, 35-year-old woman? You meet this 35-year-old woman. Beautiful,
you
whatever, smart, whatever.
Yeah.
I would say maybe 10 or that. But don't be in the fucking 30, 50, 60. No. I don't want to be a joke on my friend. Can you imagine? I don't want to be a guy that's bringing a new girlfriend to my friend, and my friend will look at it, oh, that's Patty. Now we hit her on Tuesday. Who's Patty? Hey, guy, he brought Patty. That's his new girlfriend. Patty, his new girlfriend? The first thing he had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
No. Really? So you're saying a woman 35 should have 10 or less sexual partners. Let's say she had 25 sexual partners, but she's everything you wanted, but she says, I had 25.
Nope.
Would you take her seriously? No?
Nope.
Really?
No. Because I don't want one of my friends to look at me and say, that's Patty. We used to hate on her. I don't want that. I don't. No. A woman is a reflection of what you, of a man. And if you're a man who's trying to be successful, your woman is your reflection to you. So if you're bringing Patty, what do you think is he going to think about you? Especially if you're a businessman. That's the woman you have for the rest of your life? We used to hit her on Tuesday that she was sleeping with a whole football team? That's the woman that you're talking about? No.
Wow. Let's ask King. King, do you have a number? Let's say a woman's 35 years old. Do you have a number where it's okay,
yeah,
that's acceptable, or she's a whore? Do you have a number, King?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it would be like if they've been with more than five guys, then I'm like, okay, you're a hoe.
Five? She's 35 years old. More than five?
Yeah.
King, seriously?
Yeah. That's like,
wow.
Like, been with more than five guys.
Yeah.
Then either you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Or yeah, either you're doing something wrong, or dating just isn't for you. You know what I mean? Because I know someone. Well, like when I was a teenager, it was girls that I knew. They were already on their like 10th boyfriend. And I mean, when I said they were fucking, they were fucking. And I said, damn, if I was to run into the same person today, and they were like 35. They've probably been with over 100 guys by now, you know what I mean? And I'm
right.
Like, damn. You know, and
right.
So it's ridiculous, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Like,
but five?
Yeah. If you've been with more than five guys, then something is wrong. Like, something is seriously wrong. So,
okay, we have Melissa in the studio. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. What a conversation.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, Stanley. Good morning, Tom.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault, the conversation. It's Brian. You know how Brian is. Brian brought that conversation. Not me. Yeah, I mean, it's
I know.
It's him. Blame it on him.
It
don't
is. It's his fault,
him,
Stanley.
Well, let's go for a woman's point of view. Pat, you hear that some men have numbers, and I can understand why some ladies will lie because some people will think they're a hoe. But do you think it's ridiculous that men have a certain number that's acceptable and that other numbers are like you're a whore? Do you think this is immaturity or you think this is nonsense? What do you think?
I think it's a matter of perception. I mean, everybody's got a different willingness to put up with certain variations of personality.
Mm.
Personally, somebody around me has to have an open mind, you know.
Right.
Otherwise,
right.
Then it isn't going to fly, right?
But what happens if you see a guy, Pat? He admits to you,
yeah.
You know, you have this intimate talk, and he says, "Oh, I've been with over 100 women." Does that make you say you're not a serious person, and maybe I should not
no,
get involved with you?
No,
because,
I would say, yeah, you know, prove you know what you're doing.
I'll prove
you know
what you're doing. Okay. The experience. Okay, I get it, Melissa. Hi, sweetheart.
Yeah. Hi.
You know, the concept about once a cheater, always a cheater, and the different types of cheating, and as we get old, some people think flirting is cheating. Is flirting cheating? Now, we're not talking about acting upon it. We're not talking about going out to dinner or dinner. You know, we're not talking about the next step, just the flirting. The flirting could be a smile. Somebody says a joke to you. And you kind of laugh at it to be polite or everything, or you're polite. Some people could get – do you think men get confused about being politeness and flirting? Can that happen?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but if you did flirt, would that be cheating? We're not saying anything
no.
further after flirt. Okay.
I just read something, and it said – and it was sort of a joke. It said, as an Aries, I don't flirt. I just talk, and I can't help that the words that come out of my mouth are smoother than the cream cheese you put on your bagel. Right? And I can be, I think, a lot like that. If somebody has misconstrued that, right, then...
Right.
You know, some people do. Right?
Yeah, because, you know, it's a valid question, isn't it, Melissa? Because some women could just be colliding, and another man could disguise, oh, you're flirting with me, you know what I mean?
Right.
It could be really crazy. I'm gonna go to Stanley. Stanley, if you're with a woman and she's a flirter, maybe you're with her and, you know, she talks to people. You know, she's a talker. You're standing in line for a movie, and she's talking to this guy, and she's talking to this guy. But she's not disrespecting you. It's light talking. Would that bother you?
No, because I'm not a jealous person. If my woman is with me and she really loves me, I'm not a possessive person. I look at her like a person that has choices. She should know that if she wants to keep with me, that there's a line that you don't cross. Because if you cross that line, you will lose the best thing that you have in your life, which is me.
I'll be right back.
Okay, Melissa, thank you.
I had my ex-girlfriend who was a fucking model, and that showed me how I was so happy the way I played and everything. You know how many, not my ex, you know how many guys were basically stepping up to her and cruising her and doing all that shit in front of me? And as her man, if I was a little bit jealous, I would have had to beat up so many guys. No, I got normal. I was like, and she even showed it to other guys. That's my girlfriend. Guys didn't care. They would still cruise her. They would still try to say, you know, man, I could do better than him. And I was like, no, you do what you got to do and everything. But she knew that she was with somebody good. So it's like, no, I'm not messing up with her, with this guy. I have somebody good, and I'm not going to mess. There's women know. When a woman doesn't know your worth and everything, and she thinks you're replaceable, then she'll do whatever she needs to do. She'll take you like nothing. And if you don't show your woman that if you lose me, you lose me for good, and you lose a good thing, then you're done. Then your relationship is based on nothing. You're done.
Okay.
You can't be a policeman for 24 hours for your girlfriend. You can't.
That's right.
You can't.
That's right. That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. And go to King. Now, I'm going to ask Pat, but I'm going to go to King. King, is it healthy that a woman discuss her fantasies with you? And let's say one of the fantasies that comes out, I would like to see you with my girlfriend. She says she has no interest in being with a guy, but she would like to see you with her girlfriend. That's one of her fantasies, whether it comes true or not. But she's telling, is it healthy that a woman tells you her fantasy? What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to know when they do that because it lets you further know, okay, this isn't the person I need to be in a relationship with, but it's not good, you know what I mean? Because, you know, like I said, women, because I've had a few women that have told me that, or, you know, they would do that. And, you know, when they tell me that, I'll be like, wait a minute, you've been with more than five guys, huh? And I'll be like, I'm like, you know, so when a woman does say that, it's good because it further lets you know, like, okay, this is the person that I don't want to be with, but it's not good, you know, on a dating aspect, you know. So, I mean, if a woman likes you and they're willing to be serious about a relationship, then they won't do anything to jeopardize that relationship. And the same thing for a man, you know. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a good idea. Let me ask Pat. Pat, you caught your man cheating, but he's everything you have, you know what I mean? He's everything that you wanted. You know, he's smart, he's intelligent, he makes a lot of money. Let's go with that. You live comfortably. You live in an upper middle class household. He cheated. Knowing that if you break up with him or divorce him, you will lose your status. The school, you have your kids, you know, your kids would have to go to another school. You would have to leave that home that you love. You might have to get a second job because now you have to take care of yourself financially. What is a smart move to do, Pat? Just because he put his dick in somebody else, is that enough to uproot your children? The divorce and everything. So what do you do? What do you do? Do you try to make it work because you don't want to lose your status, or you said, you know what, I'm kicking him to the curb? What do you
Maybe
do?
Maybe temporarily, but if she's got any guts, she'll say, this is a spade, and, you know, do what you have to do.
Wow. See, we had that story about the guy on NBC. stepping down because he had an affair, which is, I think, a man. I don't think the business has anything to do with the man, his personal stuff. I don't believe he should step down. I don't think that has, his business has nothing to do with the sex that he's with, you know. And I think a lot of men who have lost their jobs, lost their careers because they have cheated. It's not like nobody else's business. I think that's unfair. We're losing good men, good businessmen, because of a lack of something, you know. I think that's unfair.
It is unfair.
It is. Now,
don't you think it's bad that you're basically ripping apart a family because your man cheated? I think that's really stupid. That is really stupid. Because you have to understand, we got to be honest. The value of a woman goes down the more she ages. So if you're 20, you women are their prime from 18 to, I would say, 28 or 39. 18 to 30, they're on their prime. That means women are in the best value there is. So if you're a 35, 36-year-old, that's two kids and everything, you're going to break up and divorce that man, good luck finding something good after that. Your value is completely different. But men, the value of a man goes higher and higher the more he gets older, the more he has possession, the more he has value in the society. That means that's why a 35 or 36 could go out with a 20-year-old woman who this and that, because his value goes higher. So it's not the same thing. So you're going to break up a family because a man just for 2 seconds had a little pleasure with a woman, which means nothing to him. And you're going to bring the family for this, for a divorce.
Holy
when the man brings you everything, pays your bills, pays all the bills in the family, is a great father to your son or daughter, is a respectable person, has a business and everything. And just for 2 minutes he had, he went in a fling and everything, but it didn't mean anything. You're going to break up the whole family? I think that's really stupid. Really stupid.
Yeah, but can you stay in a relationship standing on the other side when you can't trust a person? Once you lose the trust in a person, and this even goes with friendship too. You know, I understand what you're saying, and you know, in a business sense, I think you're right. If I was at the 1% and we had millions to lose just because I cheated one time and going through divorce and losing millions and that would be pretty hard to do, you know, to admit it.
A lot of times when there's a trust issue, a lot of times women don't even look at you. If you are a great girlfriend, I mean a great girlfriend, somebody who cooks, somebody who's encouraging, somebody who gives sexual love to your man, somebody who's there for this, then we're talking about it. But how many women can really look in the mirror and say, are you a person who's a nagger? So many women are naggers. They put the husband to death. So you know how many marriages there is? I think it was in a survey said there was at least 40% of marriage is sexless marriage. That means for 40% of people who are married, there's no sex at all. They live in two different rooms. And don't forget, there's another stat also that I heard. 30% of all the people who are basically, you think you're the father, you're not. 30% of paternity are not the real father.
Yeah.
30%.
Yeah. Exactly. But the trust factor, I mean, I think my business factor will, excuse the word, trump my trust factor. Is like, okay, I know who you are, but I got too much to lose. You know, I love you. I'm sorry I made the mistake. I'll never let it happen again. All right, right. I'm talking in my, I will say it out loud. I don't know if I can ever trust you again, but I got too much to lose here. And she likes the lifestyle that you're living in. So what do you do? I'll go to the king. What do you do? Knowing that she got busted. You did not cheat, but you got too much to lose if you go to divorce and lawyers and your kids and put them through this and the trauma.
Then you have to come to a conclusion between the two of you that's not going to hurt everybody else.
Right. And that's a hard decision. So what do you do? king, can you stay in a relationship saying, I got too much to lose, I got a music studio, I got a great single that's going to the charts. This shit can ruin my reputation.
Point, no.
Right. So what do you
point,
do?
No.
Exactly. What do you do? Do you just ignore and say, okay, listen, we're going to make a deal here. You can live here until the kids turn 18. You lost my trust. I don't know if I can ever give it back for you again. But now we're going to have a different type of relationship because I don't want to lose my shit. You're saying to your head, I don't want to lose my shit. I don't want to go to the divorce. I don't want to see my kids on a Saturday or a Sunday. Because chances are the courts are going to award you the children, and they're going to award you a lot of money, you know, because this is what you're used to living. You know what I mean? Cost of living, this is what you're used to being with. And you're thinking, what do you do in that case, King? Do you still keep your I'm not going to say morals, but you still keep your kick your ass to the street, to the curb, or do you make a deal? Yeah.
Yeah, I walked away every time.
You walked away, Pat?
Every time.
But let's say you could, if you walk away, Pat, there's millions of dollars that you lose. Your lifestyle you lose. Your friends you lose. Your job you lose. You're humiliated.
I did that.
You could still walk away. You could still walk away? Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. You got more balls than I do. I'm telling you something. I don't know. And I heard a woman's point of view.
I have more balls than most guys I know, yes.
It sounds like you do. It sounds like you're packing them in that underwear, girl. But I'm going to tell you something. King, what do you do? Do you lose millions? Do you lose your business? Do you lose your how you're living, going through divorce, paying the lawyers, the traumatic thing to your kids, and you don't want that to get. And the kids don't even know about it yet, and the kids are not 18. Do you play along and make some deal with your wife, or do you kick her to the curb? What do you do?
I don't know. When it comes to that stuff, if a female just ain't acting right and all that crazy mess, I just don't tolerate with it. You know, I mean,
right?
I just don't tolerate it at all. I get a lot of them that approach me. You know, and. You know, I just don't tolerate it, you know. So, I mean, when I was younger, mm-hmm. I didn't mind I didn't mind doing a lot of sticking and dicking, you know what I mean? But, shoot, now
right.
I'm just kind of like, I need to settle down. So, you know.
Right. But can you walk away from millions? Can you afford to say, I'm humiliated, and your brand goes down the toilet because of this, or the one indiscretion, and then she puts out your dirty laundry in trial. I mean, would you take that risk to get rid? Just because there was a dick inside of her one time, all because of sex, you will destroy your whole business empire. You can lose it. Do you make a deal, or do you kick her to the curb?
I mean, I probably just wouldn't say nothing, you know what I mean? I'd probably just say, hey, look, we're just going to be friends, and that's that, you know what I mean? And
right.
If she doesn't like that, then, you know, then if it gets out of hand, it gets out of hand. But, you know, at all aspects, I'd be trying to protect the money that I have. You
know? Right. Exactly. Exactly. I'm with you, King. And I'll get right to Pat because, Pat, you got the next question. I don't know when Melissa's coming back.
I'm here.
Oh,
but you know what I'm going to do?
Oh, there you go.
I'm actually going to call back in because it's bubbly.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds bubbly.
Let
me
know.
So I'm going
to
call back in.
Let me know when you're here, okay? Thank you.
I will.
Yeah, let me know. Stanley, you got a woman who likes to dress sexy. In your opinion, maybe she dresses a little slutty when she wants to go out. She's with you. You're going to the movies,
nope.
And she likes to
nope,
wear the
nope,
low top.
Nope. That ain't happening. I'm going to the sponsor. I'm going to say, you can do whatever you want to do. But no miss. If you go out on this plate, you dress like a official. We will not be together. You will be a person who's a friend with benefits. That's it. I'm not forcing you.
Even if she's everything.
But I ain't
going
to accept you going out to a club, being sexy, and having guys basically kiss your ass and seeing men and this and that and basically this and that, kissing your ass and everything, so you can have an ego. It's either you're with me as your man or you're not.
Really?
And if we're going to a club, either I come with you to the club and we have fun together, or we're not.
Right.
We're not.
So you wouldn't want her in shorts that are half her ass is sticking out and low cut blouse?
Right. Do you know how many girls I slept that were engaged and everything that had they loved their husband? You know how many girls I went to the club just giving you some special word and telling them they're beautiful or something like that, and I had them like that, and I slept with them?
Mm.
A lot.
So?
A lot.
Really? So would you be able to tell her, you know what, you're making me uncomfortable with how you're dressed? She goes, I love you, but I want to feel sexy, and there's some things. I'm watching the Kardashians or whatever, and you're going out to a restaurant, and she has a low cleavage and a tight ass, and you could
no,
not have.
I don't mind you. I don't mind you looking sexy if you're with me. Yeah, if you're with me as your man, I don't mind. I'll be very proud of you. That's my girl. But if you're looking sexy and you're going out with your friends, which are single, and they're coming out and saying, yeah, he should leave him. He said, bad. The girlfriend who are fucking jealous and never had a relationship for like 10 years and basically trying to break you up. No, I ain't saying that shit. No, you're basically looking for attention from other men. I'm your man. You're supposed to have only attention to me as your man. And it's my duty as a man to keep your attention to only me. Also.
But what about the trust, Stanley? She loves you. I mean, she just has the fact that she has the body that she can show off at this particular time. And she wants to go out with her girlfriends, and she wants to look nice because, you know what, women compete with women.
No. I told you, I'm not going to accept you going out with your single, 10-year girlfriend who hates my guts and is telling every 2 minutes.
Hates your guts.
Those kind of girlfriends. You've never had a man more than 2 minutes. No.
Wow.
But like I told you, it is my duty also as her man to make her feel special every day. It is my duty as a man to make her day. If I don't do my duty as a man, then I really need to look at myself also. It's very simple. Relationships are not complicated, Brian. I can fix the whole thing. There's only one question you need to ask. No, it's not complicated. There's only one question you need to ask, and it comes from two parts. Let me tell you the question. The only question you need to ask every day when you wake up is, what can I do to make this relationship better from a man and a woman?
Right.
If every day, people every day would do that, and every day we do something special, as small as calling your girlfriend for 2 minutes saying, you know what, I just called you 2 minutes to tell you I love you.
Oh,
2 minutes
yeah.
Coming next day and saying, you know what, for tonight, I'm giving you a massage. Every day you do a little thing. Every day you do a little 1%. You know how many days your relationship is going to be amazing. Why? Because every day you're going to come to 365%, and your relationship will be amazing. But if you take your relationship for granted, for men and women, do not be surprised at what it is. Both people have to just ask one question. What can I do today to make my partner good? And it could be something as smart as buying a watch. It could be as smart as telling them you're special. It could be as smart as anything. There's 2,000 ways you could show a woman that you think you're special. And the same way a woman can show a man that he's special. And if everybody would do that, we wouldn't have relationship problems. But people are too lazy. They're ready to do more for their career. They're ready to do more for everything than the person that they're supposed to love, which is supposed to be the love of your life. The love of your life is more important than your career. And people forgot about that.
Well, it's true. Let me ask Melissa. Let's say, Melissa, you're single. There's a hypothetical Melissa. This is hypothetical Melissa.
Okay.
You're 27 years old. You're single. Your girlfriend's going to fix you up with this guy. She shows you a picture. Nice guy. He looks in a suit and everything. But later you found out that he's a male dancer. Would you take that guy seriously?
Probably not.
So you wouldn't have a relationship with him because of what he does as a career?
Well, I know somebody that was for many years, and I know what their lifestyle was like, so no. No.
How baggage. Okay. How about if he travels a lot? He's a corporate guy. He doesn't cheat. He's a good moral guy, but his business takes him away a lot. Maybe you see him, you know, 3 months out of the year. Could you handle a relationship like that?
No.
I'm kind of the same way. I need to have them with me. I need to have them with me. Pat, you found out that this is hypothetical. You found out that the love of your life committed a crime before he met you.
This is not hypothetical anymore. Go on.
Okay. Well, he admits that he changed his name. He changed his passport. He never been caught or anything like that. I mean, he was in another country. But he wanted to confess to you because he wanted to be truthful to you that who he really is. The crime that he committed, he allegedly committed, was rape.
What do you do? You hear the other side of the story?
What?
You hear the other side of the story?
You hear the other side of the story, which is what, the victim?
Yeah.
That's what you're gonna hear. You can't really hear the other side of the story because it's in another country. But he just, you know, he got drunk or he got high and he confessed that, you know, I had to flee the country because the allegation was this woman said I raped her and I left. I didn't show up for trial or anything, so I just changed my name, my passport. I'm with you, and he's perfect guy.
Oh, my God. This story's getting big.
Yeah. What do you do? Springer. Jerry. What do you do, Pat?
I don't know, man. I've been through this before, so.
Okay.
Just have to use your intuition and go with what you think.
Yeah.
Did you get in a relationship with a guy that raped somebody or was convicted, or what was it?
Oh, shit happened. Yeah, he admitted he did it.
Shit happened.
A whole different moral setup in the country he's from, so.
Right.
You know.
Wow.
Did it work out?
Pardon?
Did it work out between you both?
Because when I was about 8 months pregnant, I was heaving a suitcase at the back door saying nasty things. So, no.
Wow.
No, it didn't go well. But he didn't go away for years. He still hasn't gone away, really. It's been 42 years. Still calls me, you know.
Wow.
Wow.
That is interesting. You live a very colorful life, Pat. You're a very colorful life.
Well,
Sammy.
I told him he had to choose.
Oh, he had to choose. So you still could. Oh, okay. Choose what? What did he have to choose?
Being the kid or being illegal.
Oh, okay. You're making him choose between you and the children?
Was he?
Go ahead.
What?
I'm listening.
Was he an illegal citizen, or did he do illegal
things? No, he was a landed immigrant. He was just a pain in the ass. He really enjoyed doing things that he wasn't supposed to do. He worked all the time. That was the weird part. He worked.
Yeah.
It's just this, evening entertainment he had.
They used
to call me up and say, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that this weekend. I said, no, you can't do that. You're nuts, you're going to get caught. And then I'd tell them
what
the right way to do it.
What kind of stuff?
What kind of stuff? Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I can't talk about it right now.
Okay. We'll get you off the hook.
Witness protection program.
Yeah, well, somebody's there that she can't talk freely right now. So we will honor that. Stanley, you fall in love with this woman. She's beautiful, everything. She's professional. She owns a jewelry store, a very professional woman. But she admits to you that she's against cheating. Her man cheated on her, and she cut his dick off. Would you go out with her?
Nope.
Why not?
Brian, I'm not going to be the next one that she's going to do the same shit. No way.
I forgot her friends hate your guts. So, yeah. You
oh,
I don't
my.
Know. My friends hate her friends hate my guts and everything. She's just as sexy. No. You know,
I agree with
you, we all have baggage. If we're over 35 years old, let's just face it, we all have baggage. If you're over 35, we carry something.
Oh, if you don't, you're full of baloney.
That's true. Whether you're from another country or whether you're comparing one country to another country or people from that country to another people from the country, Solution will come in and say that, people in the Eastern Bloc, Germany, whatever, or Italian or females are better than American females. American females are so independent and stuff, whatever. We all have
really,
issues.
Brian, you think I'm going to take a chance with somebody who's going to maybe chop, you know what, between my legs? Are you crazy?
I have. But again, but
we're not crazy like you, Brian. We need to do crazy shit like you do in those things in cars. You know? We're really, I'm a little bit smarter. And your crazy stories about him to be your director.
Oh, you want to cast? Come to my office.
No. No wine tea. No. No wine tea. Don't tell me 20 years later.
Hey, Michael, who's touching? Who did that?
20 years later. No. No. We're not crazy like you with that shit. Oh.
Brian Weinstein. But
I called him
I'm not
way
thinking
long ago. Remember?
Yes, you did, Melissa. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes,
Brian,
you did.
I'm telling all men that starting now, they should be having an app that said, before we do anything, please sign this. I am not this. We should have an app. I consent that I wanted to have sex with this guy. Thank you, and you keep that document, and you never know. Because 10 years or 20 years later, she's going to say, why did he touch me? He did this to me. Come on.
Oh.
The same I see that people were applauding in there. Look at Vinny Ocevo Oscar doing I Sing when he was applauded and every standing ovation of the movie he did. All those women were applauding him. Oprah was applauding him. Everyone was applauding him. And now you're going to tell me he's in prison and he did all that shit? Come on, people. Come on.
Well, I want to ask each of you guys a question. I don't think you're going to answer it because it's private. But so I'm going to do two questions. The first question I was going to ask is, what is the single most thing that you regret in a relationship? I mean, there has to be something that stands out so much that you regret, whether you said something or whether you broke up and it was silly. Something. Okay. Do you have anything like that, Stanley? If you had of all your relationship, do you have something you regret that you did?
The only thing I regret was giving too many chances for somebody that wasn't worth giving too many chances. Trying to pull somebody that didn't want to choose by herself. Seeing the greatness in her when she didn't believe greatness in herself first. You know, believing in her more than she believed in herself.
Right.
That's what I regret. But I should have just said, you know, I believe in you now. You got to do the hard work. I can't do the work for you. I can't open that door for you. I can't do the shit for you. Unless the person doesn't believe in herself, doesn't think that she's worth what she's worth, then you got to let her go.
And I regret that. That cost me 6-7 years of my life to move back to somebody.
Well, I will
never do that
mistake
ever again.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. We can't control another, you know. Is it Melissa's back? Welcome back, Melissa.
Yeah, I'm back. Quick phone call.
Well, here's a woman that, confession of a cheating wife. Do you want to hear it? I don't know if you want to hear it or not.
You know
it's
what?
Five minutes.
I'm over it, but if anybody else does or you do.
Well, I'm afraid to play things because when I play things, Danny leaves. And I come back and Stanley's gone.
No,
I'm here. I'm here. Put the complaint.
Okay. Here's a lady.
Yeah, go ahead. Confess something that their husband will never find out. Woo-hoo! You're such a great person. That takes so much courage. That is crazy. So beautiful. Oh, I cheated with my husband. So we will never find out. And his kid is not his kid. It's John's kid. But he will never find out now. Until I die. That is a great
moment. That would be sad, wouldn't it?
That is courage.
That would be sad.
Jeez, you know beautiful how many women does that? You will never confess things that you knew. Jeez.
Well,
what's the confession of those women?
Well, we have two things we can do. The classic Mel Gibson breakup or this one where this woman's confessing that she cheated. Which one do you want to hear? Okay, let's go with the woman.
Are you talking about that tape of Mel Gibson freaking out and being emotional in front of a woman?
Exactly.
It's a beautiful day today. Tucker Carlson has left Fox News.
Are you serious? Tucker Carlson left Fox News? Really?
No.
Whoa.
What? Let me see this.
Yeah?
What? I got the story right here. Let me get the breaking news. Melissa just broke it.
Mm-hmm.
What is, God, it's been a long time since I did the news. Let me see. Do I still have it? Okay, here we go. It's just in by Sammy School. She has broke the news. Tucker Carlson has left Fox News. We're about to get the details. Thank you, Sammy School. Here we go.
You're welcome.
Melissa, since you broke the news, would you like to say it?
Yeah, I just did. Tucker Carlson left Fox News, and they said to him, they were thanking him for his service.
Oh, boy.
You know, I got a little thing. I got a little thing a little further of it. I think it was, believe it or not, you ready for this shock? Melissa, good. You want to hear the shock?
Yeah.
Listen to the headline. This is from NPR. Listen to the headline. Tucker Carlson departs Fox News following the network's $787 million settlement. So it was in the settlement that he had to go off the air. It was in the settlement.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, here it is here. It was in a four-sentence statement. Fox News announced Monday that prime time star Tucker Carlson is leaving the network. Effective immediately.
But, Brian, why would you cut the number one show in Fox, which was Tucker? Tucker has the highest rating.
Well, because they lost. They did this settlement. And I'm reading here, it says Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways, the network said in a statement. We thanked him for his service to the network as host and contributor. Fox said Carlson's last day hosting his show was Friday. Carlson did not respond immediately to the request for comment. So this is the ouster of Fox top opinion host comes less than a week after they settled the defamation lawsuit because they were going after him too. They were going after Carlson. So Dominion was going after Tucker Carlson too. Carlson featured in Dominion voting system lawsuit, yet he is also the focus of a lawsuit from his former senior booking producer, Abby Grossberg, who filed two separate suits against Carlson. In one of the suits, Grossberg accused Carlson and Fox of sexism and harassment. Okay, you know, women, I'm sorry. You know, Stanley, I think you stand with me. Ladies, you know, you fight so hard to get into the workforce. You fight so hard to be one-on-one. You fight so hard to get equal rights. But when I hear that you're suing of sexism and harassment, it makes me think you don't belong in a workforce. I mean, you're in a company where, I mean, am I wrong here, ladies? I mean, sexism and harassment? Nope. Come on. Alleging his show workplace was a repeat with example is misogyny. Her lawsuit claimed, among other things, that mocked up photographic images depicted in the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in a bathing suit revealing her cleavage and that staffers were pulled. So she's upset because Tucker Carlson has a mock poster of Nancy Pelosi in a bathing suit and you can see her cleavage. So this one is suing over it because she's a misogynist. Lady, come on, you got to be right. Come on. It puts women back.
That's stupid. but Brian, we have a problem with this because I don't understand the suit and everything. I don't understand why Fox News settled for the $800 million. Because if that's the case, Dominion should have been able to sue MSNBC, should have been able to sue CNN, should have been able to sue the Republican Party. Because before the election, the Democrats were saying the same thing that the Republicans were saying with the Dominion issue. That they're not sure with the vote, they're not sure with the machine, they're not sure of this, but nobody was suing. And they only sued because it was because of the vote of Trump. That's why I have a problem. And don't forget, Tucker Carlson is up to you. Tucker Carlson is an opinion show. It's not a news show.
Well, this
is Laura Ingraham is an opinion show. Sean Eddy is
on
an opinion show.
But he
it's
came
an opinion show, Brian. It's not good news.
Well,
is Tucker Carlson the news, Brian, or is it an opinion show?
Well, it's like this. I had to get rid of Cole. Because if you remember Cole, he used to make allegations. At one point, Cole said that he wanted to kill, help me out, Melissa, Trump or something like that. Remember? He made a statement like that.
Yeah.
And I had to get him off the air. As small as Block Talk was, it was on my programming.
Brian, when you said that, what did we do? You would call me and say, still do the same ancient thing. You are not responsible for the comment of another person. You're only responsible for this. This is the opinion of another person.
Not actually true. I have a format that I could mute people. I can admonish people. I cannot have them on my air. I am responsible, like you tell me, Stanley, you hold me responsible for certain things I say. Certain things I'll say is so out of character, we know it's a joke. But if I said to you, seriously, breaking news, Trump just got, there's a love child that Trump has, and we have located the love child. You know what I mean? And people listening to me think it's real and it's not real. By the way, there might be one. But you know what I'm trying to say? I got a responsibility because there's people who listen to me as you know what I mean, Stanley? So what happened with Tucker Carlson is that he did go on the air, talk about Dominion machines were switching votes. He did say that in the number one show. He did mention that the election was stolen. and everything. And that caused a lot of damage to Dominion. And I wonder in a lawsuit. See, Tucker Carlson, there's another article that says that Tucker Carlson had no idea that Friday was his last day. He had no – he got rabbit punched on this one. He got – what do you call it? He had no idea that they let him go. So I'm thinking that it was part of the settlement is that they get rid of him. I really think that. I really believe that.
Okay.
And they also sued him. They're suing Tucker Carlson. And I got a feeling that there was a list of
what I don't understand. How can you sue somebody? Maybe Beautiful could ask me. Can you sue somebody who has an opinion show?
And I guess it would depend on what you wanted to sue them for. Right?
Yeah.
But, you know,
because
isn't
that the difference, Beautiful,
right?
Between an opinion show and a news show, Beautiful? Is there no difference? If somebody is an opinion show, can you have the right to sue them?
Do you know what came
up
in my mind? He was doing what he was told to do. Right? He worked for them.
I agree.
It wasn't his show. So, I mean, it's kind of stupid that, I don't know. How can you sue somebody that's doing what they were told to do?
I don't know if he was told to do. See, I think he had his own show. He worked there, but see, Rupert Murdoch said that these guys were lying on the air. He threw them under the bus. He threw Tucker Carlson under the bus. He threw three or four other people under the bus. He said, you know, they were saying things that were not true. Rupert said this. And he just threw them under the bus. You know, when you say an opinion show, you still have a responsibility. If I know it's an opinion show, but you're talking to millions of people out there, and they believe you and they trust you. But you can't lie.
I agree, Brian. But what is the limit of the opinion show? That's what I would like to know.
Well,
Go ahead.
When you do defamation to another person or company is where you draw the line. I can say, you know, I got this lipstick, you know, I bought Cindy, you know, on the internet from blah, blah, blah company, and she had an allergic reaction to it, which is true. But I can't say that lipstick that I got Cindy from ABC company had poison in it that, like, you know, that almost killed her, which it didn't, because millions of people, I mean, I'm just saying if millions of people were listening to me, there's a difference. You can't go on,
Okay, but let's take your same example. Let's say you do have a show and you invite a person who says those things. That lipstick is responsible for a million people dying, whatever. Are you responsible for the opinion of that person you invite to come to your show, or you're not?
I don't know. Good question. What do you think? I don't know.
That's a question I would love. Beautiful, what do you think? It's Beautiful. Taking the same example, are you responsible
okay, I'll give you another opinion. We did a show about 2 years ago on suicide. I happen to believe that if a person wants to commit suicide and they choose to do it, that they're in so much pain that they want to leave the world, I say, why stop them? Seriously. If you came to me and you had a chronic illness, you wake up every day in pain and agony and nothing can be done, blah, 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 we have it. We take you to hospice. We cannot do anything for you. We just send you to hospice and die. But if I make a comment about suicide is painless or suicide, I think a person has a right to die. And then somebody hears my show and they commit suicide. A teenager hears my show and commits suicide. Am I responsible? Am I responsible or not? What do you guys think?
That's a great question.
So I learned my lesson one time. I did that show, actually. And there was a person who came on a show. He was like you, Stanley. He loved the show. He was gung-ho about the show. And he blasted me because then I started playing Suicide is Painless. So he blasted me on Facebook. He says, Brian, a lot of people are listening to you. And I think they still are, but anyway. A lot of people are listening to you. You have a responsibility to, he's just telling me I have a responsibility to be careful, blah, blah, blah. And, even if I was saying it in parody, you have a responsibility to the public. You can't just say, hey, I think suicide is cool and it's painless and you go to sleep and you're going to live happy. And a teenager and a mother calls me and said, I want to sue you because my kid listens to the show. He was suicidal in the first place, but then he took his life. And she blames you. Does she have a case against me, even though it was an opinion show?
That's a great question, Brian. Because if that's the truth, then a lot of shows should be shut down. That means everybody can do anything for anything. You know?
Well, you're the parent of the kid.
I gotta give you credit. You completely transformed the show. Tucker out, my God, beautiful, like usual, is the greatest person.
Thank you.
Christ.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. What did you do?
But
I'm going to hear it all day today on TikTok. All day is going to be that. You're going to hear all my conservative friends are going to call me. They're going to be crazy. It's the problem with gas. It's all your fault.
Well, you know where I think he's
going to
land.
What am I
going
to listen to 10 o'clock, Brian? What am I going to listen at 10 o'clock? I used to listen to Tucker. What am I going to listen to at night?
No, he's
no
too
Tucker.
Good. He's too good of a personality to disappear. He's too good, but he has a lot of baggage.
I think he's
going to
do like Joe Rogan. I think he's going to do like Joe Rogan, have his own show, the Tucker Carlson show.
It won't work.
Because
Bill O'Reilly tried that, and it didn't work. Bill O'Reilly. Who else did it? There was another one who used to do it, had his own little podcast. It didn't work. Glenn, his last name was Glenn. It was something like that. And he was from Fox. It didn't work. But I think he's going to land. Wouldn't it be fun?
Megyn Kelly seems to be working.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if he lands on CNN or MSNBC? Wouldn't it be funny? No. He's going to go to Newsmax. I guarantee you he will go to Newsmax. But they won't touch him because Dominion's going after him, going to sue him. So they will sue the station too. It's funny, I was going to list it, but I didn't have a chance to. It lists how much Rupert Murdoch had to pay out for all of his hosts who were saying bad things. It was like Tucker Carlson, I think he paid $38 million to settle what he said. Bill O'Reilly, it was $23 million they had to settle for what he said. It was gave a list of all these hosts on Fox News that Rupert Murdoch had to pay out, settle, because of what they said on the air. I think this got too much for Tucker Carlson. I think Dominion said it in the lawsuit. They're going after him. There's just too much baggage, and I don't think Murdoch is going to pay to pay to get Tucker Carlson out of this jam. It's just too much. Because Tucker Carlson didn't even know he was leaving. Here's another story right here. This is how cold Fox is. He had no idea that he was leaving the show.
See you Monday. That's what Tucker said as when he finished.
I know.
It's my last show.
It says here. I know. According to the Business Insider, Tucker Carlson seemed to have no idea he was hosting his last show on Fox. And he ended it by eating a sausage and pineapple pizza, which I love. I love sausage and pineapple pizza. It says, the last Tucker Carlson Tonight episode aired on Friday. He seemed to have no idea his last show. The network said Monday they agreed to part ways. They didn't agree nothing. If he had no idea, I mean, how stupid are you? If you're saying we have no idea, he had no idea that it was his last show, why would they say, oh, he agreed to leave? Bullshit. Carlson's final show covered Hunter Biden, racist home apparels, exclusive Mother Day cards, and pizza. That was his last show. The Fox News host seemed to have no idea they would be his last time on the air. On Friday, Carlson spent more than 10 minutes railing against the Biden administration, planned to attack racist home apparels. Then he turned to the president's son again. Blah, 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 blah. He's gone. He is gone. But now, but you know what? As I think about it, he is blackballed now. Nobody's going to touch Carlson. Nobody's going to touch him.
Yeah.
Because the Dominion is going after him with the lawsuit.
Yeah, Dominion got fired everywhere. He was part of CNN House. He's part of Fox House. Wasn't he not part of NBC? NBC? Wasn't he not part of NBC? I know he got fired in CNN. I know he got fired from Fox now. Wasn't he not part of NBC?
Right. Who would have a picture of Nancy Pelosi in a bathing suit in her?
He is blackballed.
Yeah. He is blackballed. There's nobody can touch him, but you're right. His only answer is he will come up with a podcast. He could come up with a podcast. I could see him on Sirius Radio, like Howard Stern. I could see him on that, you know. I could see him with his own podcast, which he probably will have.
But Fox is losing a lot, man. I'm telling you, Tucker Carlson was the number one show for Fox. So
yes,
they're losing all that. That's a lot, man. Number one show.
Yes.
Highest rating ever.
Yeah. It's just going to change Fox. It's just going to change Fox. Here's the beginning. All right, folks. Wow, I think we're already off the air. I'm not quite sure. I'm in red right now.
Thank you, beautiful, for the news. You're the greatest.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is she deaf? Yeah, now I'm going to
hear
all my friends because of you, beautiful. I'm going to hear it for 3 days, beautiful, because of you.
I know.
Okay, wait, before you leave, we got to play.
Beautiful. I was smiling.
Wait.
I was doing
Sammy,
this.
Do you have 5 minutes? Do you have 5 minutes, Sammy? Do you have 5 minutes? Just five
Go
minutes.
Ahead. Go ahead.
All right. We're going to play a password game, and I'm going to be the one giving the clue to each individual, and let's see who wins. So far, right now, Melissa is the champion. So are you guys ready to go? Let's go with Stanley. Stanley, I'm going to put you in private so you can't hear what I'm about to say. I'll give you three one-word clues, but you have to get the answer. Ready? Okay, I'm going to put you in private. Don't leave so you can't hear. Here you go. All right. The password is homosexuals. Homosexuals. That's the password. Okay, Stanley's in the studio right now. Okay, you ready for the first clue, Stanley? Ready for this first clue?
Go ahead. What's the first clue?
First clue. Rainbow.
Rainbow.
You got three clues. You can just say next clue.
Okay.
You got three clues.
Next clue.
Parade.
Oh, gay parade?
Gay parade? Shorten it.
I think he's right.
Shorten it. No, it's not a gay parade. Because I said parade.
LBGQ, whatever.
You know what? Should we give it to him? We're going to give it. We'll give it.
Give it to him. He got it.
We'll give it. It was homosexual. It was homosexual.
The LBGQ, whatever. Parade.
You know what I
okay,
would say?
Really
Don quick. Lemon.
That's true. Okay, the next one we're coming to you is Melissa. Melissa, I'm going to put you in the private. Here we go. The password is cake. Cake is password. All right. We're bringing Melissa in. Are you ready, Melissa? Your three cues. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Birthday.
Okay. Next clue.
Birthday.
Next clue.
Wow. Okay. Candles.
Cake.
Oh, very good. Good job, Melissa. Good job. All right, Pat, are you ready, Pat?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you in private. The password is witch, W-I-T-C-H, witch. All right, here we go. Pat, we're going to let you in the studio. Okay, you ready, Pat? You got three clues.
Yeah.
Okay, the first clue is broomstick. Broomstick.
Witch.
I'm sorry?
Witch.
Very good. Very good. I want to thank you guys for playing. Good job. Pat, you're marvelous. I want to thank you for being so honest. And that story that you told was very exciting earlier today. Thank you so much for your courage and your honesty. Stanley, what can I say? But you're my buddy.
What do I use?
Huh, Melissa?
Huckleberry.
Yeah, because I'm
Melissa,
now we have a higher show also. Yeah. Great journalist, Melissa. Jesus, breaking news. This is not breaking news. This is breaking everything. Oh, boy.
It is.
I'm going to look at Fox tonight to see what is going to happen, man. MSNBC is going to be fucking doing it. Going to have a party because of this.
No, Tucker Carlson. Yay! Yay!
They're going to call it the Tucker Carlson birthday. MSNBC is going to be fainting. Having a party.
We'll see.
Is going to be fainting.
We'll see. It's going to be the change of Fox News. And I think this could be the end of Fox News. Because the rest of the hosts are going to look at that thing. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that could be the end. Your number one show, you cut him? The number one show on Fox with this Tucker. We have more viewer ever. You're going to cut him.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true.
Okay. So
all right, Stanley, who
are
you voting for? Stanley, who are you voting for? Biden or Trump?
I'm not voting for Biden, that's for sure. No, for sure.
I'm not
sure about Trump right now, right? He has to prove some stuff for me. But Biden definitely has. With the inflation, with the bank, with a lot of stupid shit that he did and everything, with the money thing that
I know.
Do you know that there's a possibility that the American money will be the number one money in the world? There's a possibility of this happening?
Yeah.
That is very, very scary.
I know.
Because if we don't become the number one money of the world, that means the rest of the world can say we want our $33 trillion that you owe us. Because you will be number one.
Well, with Bitcoin and currency, whatever that currency is, not just Bitcoin. What was that, everybody, whatever. We'll talk about finance. And I'm going to talk about finance the next time I'm going to be on. Next time I'm going to be on, I will be on at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So regular time. Thank you, Stanley. Thank you, beautiful Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Brian.
Have a good day, everybody.
Have a good night. Good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.